The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey everybody, before you get into the show, which I know you're super excited to hear because every fucking show of Thinking Outside the Long Box is amazing, we want to thank our Patreon supporters, Chad, Ryan, Derek, Doyle, Devin, Taylor, Jason, Steve, and now Christine. Thank you so much for being a part of this show by donating to us on Patreon. If you too would like to support this show and keep it going every other week after every other week, then you can go to patreon.com/TOTLB where you can get your choice of all sorts of cool bonus videos and awesome prizes like hats and t-shirts, original sketches. I don't know if you guys follow Tim Husky's artwork on Instagram, but one of those original sketches got colored and it was fucking amazing. So join us today at patreon.com/TOTLB. And to those of you who are already subscribed, thank you so much. We appreciate you more than our own assholes.
Where John names his penis XL protein bar. This is Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan, Doyle, Gabe, and of course, Sexy John.
15 grams of protein.
Typically, it's only like 8 to 10 cc's.
Not this one, because it's XL.
Who wants to drink from the fire hose?
It's the fountain of youth right there, baby.
We're recording, by the way.
Dude, have you ever seen those like crazy pornos where they have like the fake dildo that like shoots like a stream of yogurt out of it for 10 minutes?
Apparently that's a thing on webcams too, which I found out the other night while my wife was out of town.
Inadvertently.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, huh, what is this video? Oh, that's not... Oh. Interesting.
That's a lot of substance.
Because you gotta work the and then you gotta pump the juice too to make the explosion happen.
There's a pumper off screen, I think.
Control. It's just like a guy like literally working a pump, like, oh god,
like an old timey bicycle pump.
This is hard work, guys.
So much jizz.
It's called the nutter because you got the fluffer and you got the nutter, so you got the fluffer nutter.
We're gonna make it look like you nut everywhere, boss. Damn right we are.
He's got his Apple Watch on, getting his pumps.
Singing, working on a railroad.
Oh my god!
Wow.
I imagine the bumper to be highly flamboyant, but also Asian for some reason.
Jesus, and the racism.
It started in the car. I told you.
I know.
What? I was barely awake in the car.
Yeah, no crap, and still managed to
is that
like
air freshener.
Yeah.
New technology.
It's a live stream camera.
This podcast smells so good.
Doyle actually randomly does smell really good today.
It's good.
Wow.
It's like a mix between like a really nice cologne and beef jerky.
I didn't come from the beef plant.
Are those samples from the beef plant?
No, we can have some.
Cut the bunghole. Yeah.
I didn't know if those are like, that's a kickback for working.
No. It doesn't come out this refined before we leave the plant.
Do you get any perks? Do you get in, like all the steaks you could eat or anything?
No, nothing.
You can buy meat cheaper.
I can buy meat cheaper.
Yeah.
If they feel like selling it to us at that particular time. Gotcha. Sometimes they don't.
I tried to get it from him, but he said they wouldn't sell it to him.
You tried to get it from him, but there wasn't a dude with a bike pump.
Sometimes it feels like cows cost 18 cents. We're sending everything that we have to like the freezer. Like, can we buy a box of steaks? No. Wow. It's like you're selling them to Miller for like 82 cents.
Like those are for the Saudis.
Yeah.
For the Saudis.
We were talking about how they
Jesus Christ
buy everything expensive. Gabriel Iglesias, for
we were
example.
Talking about that. What? You're right.
Gabriel Iglesias?
So we were talking about The Matrix, because we're going to talk about it later as our pop culture podcast. And one of the trivia things is the guy that they wanted to do the fight choreography was like, I don't want to do this, so I'm going to give them a ridiculous number. And he gave them a ridiculous number, and they're like, yeah, okay. He's like, also, I'm going to need to train each person individually for 4 straight months. okay. And he's like, oh, well, shit.
Damn it. Should have asked for more.
But he was talking about how, like, some Saudi prince wanted Gabriel Iglesias to come. And he's like, yeah, it's probably a joke. It's probably one of my friends trolling me. Give him a crazy, ridiculous number. And his agent calls back and is like, hey, ridiculous. Call back. The money's in the bank. Like, it's like, oh, I guess we're going to where they cut people's
heads
off.
You now own a Nigerian prince. Congratulations. What?
Oh man,
your freshener's not working.
Yeah, I know. I had it all set up yesterday. Fucking forgot my iPad. I had to set it up on my phone. I don't know if it's gonna do it. We'll see.
It's okay. On the way up here, he's like, "Oh, I forgot my iPad. Remember the recorder?
Here's my other eye stuff. Eye sucks.
Too many eyes.
Too many eyes. We're all just sitting here staring.
Yeah, that's weird. Don't stare at me.
Oh man. So, John,
I'm waiting for it to spray something.
It's not gonna spray. I promise.
Get my air freshener.
We're gonna battle.
Mine sprays stuff.
He's all. It totally works.
It does. You don't got to do none of this phone stuff with it.
I got a little guy that pumps it in the back. John, tell us how your shop is
going.
Yeah,
it looks amazing. It's been a long time. I haven't been here. This is my first ever visit.
It's his first time.
And I like it.
I've been here twice.
Popping his new HOJ chair.
Wow.
I know. That hurt my mouth.
I've heard that.
It's good. It's good. It's crazy. Business is good.
So you're not regretting the move?
No. Rent sucks. Paying rent sucks because it's stupid expensive. But we're getting more foot traffic. We're getting lots of new people in. We started advertising in the little local magazine thing. And I love people like, oh, we had no idea you were here. It's like, yeah, we've been here for 3 years. Not here, down there.
Like a block away.
Come on. But we're working on getting a sign on the building. That sucks because it's going to be stupid expensive.
What kind of sign are you getting?
It's just going to be our logo.
I know, but like a backlit sign?
Yeah, it's going to be LED backlit.
Nice.
Big old 40 square feet of sign.
Woo,
yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
It's almost as big as your dick.
Then we'll be a real boy. We'll be a real comic book store.
Oh, man. Dude, that's going to be cool. Yeah. Like, because people will see you from the street and everything.
Right. I'm excited. It's good. It's good. Stream sales kicking ass. It's good.
So what's your favorite thing about like the new space? And
having the back area that I can go hide in. Like, what was it? Friday? No, Thursday. Thursday when we were going to do the sale, I told everybody, I was like, I'm going back there and I'm going to price a bunch of shit. You guys, you take care of the front. And I just went and hid in the back and it was amazing.
Nice.
That sounds horrible.
You're like, oh, here comes Juan.
My favorite thing about the new store is that I can go, yeah, not deal with customers.
I think that's like everybody, though. Like everybody that works in retail is like, retail be amazing if it weren't for dealing with people.
Right.
So.
And we didn't have a space like that at the old store. Like you were all, it upstairs, but that was creepy as shit. And, very
and dangerous.
Yeah.
And so. Fucked up if someone caught you hiding up there. Yeah. Hey, John.
I can hear you walking around, fat ass.
Just on my comic, bro.
Here, though, like the walls don't extend all the way to the ceiling, so I can still hear everything that goes on over here.
Nice.
And people can hear me
yelling. You got like a whole other story up there you can put shit in.
Yeah, technically. Like the guys next door have a loft. I don't want to do that, but it'd be cool if we had
like
a loft.
Eventually you could, too. Yeah. Like you could just have like a toy section or something crazy like that. Dude, so.
But just the space. Just having space to do stuff is nice.
So with the extra foot traffic and stuff, like I'm sure you have more people coming in trying to like, you know, dump off their, you know, amazing
Not
run
yet.
Of Wildcats.
Not yet.
Have you seen anything like crazy come in lately?
No,
or?
It's been kind of dry on that front, which is weird.
It is weird.
Good weird though. I need it. Like I just after Christmas, I went and deposited all the cash at the bank, and I'm like, fuck, as soon as I do this, somebody's gonna walk in with amazing stuff, and I'll be like, I gotta go, I'll be right back. I gotta go get cash out of the bank. Damn it! But that hasn't happened yet. But soon, it's coming.
It'll happen. Somebody'll there. You know, great aunt will die.
Right.
And be like, oh no.
I have 87 copies of, you know, Amazing Spider-Man 129. Okay. Sold.
Or like, I have Amazing Fantasy 15. I've got like 4 of those. Are they worth anything?
Exactly.
Oh no. That's.
You texting?
My wife.
Oh. My wife.
Gay.
I think Dom forgot that we were recording today.
You think?
I think so.
He's all, I can't be there. I'm working.
He is. He'll be here at 11.
That's awesome. Oh, man.
Spectacular.
So
what news?
Yeah, so with all the time on your hands, being able to go hang out in the back and stuff, yeah. What's exciting right now? Nothing. Like that. What's
Aquaman hit $1 billion.
Woo! That's crazy.
That's fucking nuts.
I haven't seen it yet.
Huh? 3, 4, 5? 2, 4, 1. I got it. 2, 4, 1.
Oh, 2, 4, 1. You are saying nest.
$1 billion.
Like a bird's nest.
So weird. How many of your dollars is that? Like
three
roughly
times
like 1,400 or
no,
so?
No. Less than I wish. I've seen it three times now. We did like a Christmas party. So Amazon Prime did the early release for it.
Yes.
And so I bought 10 tickets and we took the staff out to go see it. And that was kind of our Christmas party. So that was
nice.
Fun.
Nice.
And then Mike Kirk, rest in peace. We all went out to see it on opening night. And then I took the kids to go see it. So
it's got to be weird to take a ghost to a movie.
It is. It's a very spiritual experience.
Fucking still charge full price for that son of a bitch.
They do.
They actually charge extra.
There's no sneaking in. It's all that ectoplasm they gotta clean up.
It's got ectoplasm inside the leather of it.
They gotta use the Luigi backpack to vacuum the seats up.
So what's
that shit ain't cheap.
What's selling like awesome right now? Like, what are people excited?
Yeah,
have you
found that you've expanded, that you started selling other things like that weren't typical?
No, because we haven't really expanded. I mean, we're selling more pops. We're definitely doing more pops. We've got a big display of pops and shit, and so we've been those collections have been walking in the door, which is weird because but at the same time, like. Appleseed Collectibles has closed. There used to be a place called Garage Sale Collectibles that has closed. So all of these other shops that were kind of known for doing that are now not around. So we're glad to fill that hole. That's what she said. but more comics, more pops. Like Conan, you know, I had very little faith because I have very little faith in Marvel overall because of what they do. Because
of Marvel.
Yeah. But Conan, you know, sold very well. I think we've got like 3 copies of the A cover left. I don't know, though. I don't know other than that. There's nothing that's...
So mostly all, just more people.
There's been a huge increase in stuff for all of the Edge of the Spider or Into the Spider-Verse stuff.
Oh, because of the movie.
Miles Morales, number one, which I ordered, you know, typically for like a Marvel book, if I don't have a whole lot of subscribers for it, I'll order 25 copies for the rack. That usually gets us one of the 1 in 25s. Somebody will inevitably pick that up.
Right.
But Miles, I mean, the last Spider-Man, it was just Spider-Man, but it was Miles Morales' Spider-Man series. I think we had like 8 subscribers too. And so we transferred all of those old subscribers to the new series and had 25 extra copies on the rack, sold through every single one of them.
Wow,
and
that's kind of cool.
Had to do reorders and reorders. And now Marvel's out of stock, and they've got to do a second print. But that's sold really well, and I hope that there's legs on that title because they need something to keep people coming back. You know,
right.
It's just because they just had Spider-Geddon, which was a big thing that was kind of like the end of the Spider-Verse movie, and they've got all this X-Men stuff that's coming up. That's just like, why are you doing all this crap? And Daredevil's getting relaunched, and all this kind of stuff, and. It's just it's incredibly hard to order accurately because I don't want to get stuck with a lot of stuff that's going to end up in boxes that we're going to have to discount, you know, and hopefully try to make at least our money back. On.
Right.
Because I'm not here to just make our money back. I'm here to make a profit so I can pay people and hopefully myself one of these days.
It's like one of those things where you just don't know because the Daredevil TV show is wildly successful, but is that really translating into like comic books?
Right.
So maybe. It got canceled.
Wow.
Dude, I don't think
there's a lot that went behind that.
Yeah, I don't think we know the true.
Maybe it's doing good. Maybe it's doing good.
I'm just saying, I don't think those cancellations are like a Netflix wanted to cancel it. I think it's Marvel said, this is all we're going to let you have kind of thing.
I think there's strings that are being pulled behind the scenes that we don't know anything about.
Because it seems like season of X is over, canceled. Season of next thing is over, canceled. Like, you know, as soon as the latest season comes out, they're like, oh, by the way, this is done at Netflix.
Right.
And then Marvel's streaming service is like right around the corner. Yeah. So,
but we're definitely seeing a lot of renewed interest in kind of back catalog for Spider-Man Noir, which I have none of, and they don't have a trade paperback of because he's in the movie.
Right.
So, like, there's a huge disconnect between that kind of shit. Like, if there's a movie that's coming out, I should be able to order Spider-Gwen, Spider-Man Noir. If there's a Spider-Ham collection, I should be able to order that.
Right.
You know, that should all be stuff that
they should have a trade of each character. The publishers are pushing
before the movie comes out so that I'm prepared and I have all that stuff ready to rock. And I'm not sitting here with my dick in my hands, you know, like, I'm sorry, I can't. I don't know. I don't know when it's going to come back in stock. I have no idea. Try Amazon, try eBay, try somewhere else.
You know? Is that the shits when you have to send somebody online because you can't get in the store?
Absolutely.
So when you
does it happen to you for cars?
No, but it happens to me as a consumer. You know, I was looking for this fucking piece of equipment for the new camera that we got that hopefully I'll set up a little later. But no fucking guitar stores or instrument stores had it, they're like, I can order it for you. I was like, well, I can do that. I just want to go in the store.
You're like, I can order it for me off of Amazon. Yeah. It'll be way less money.
And probably it's, here faster. That's the other thing.
It's just starting to happen in the car industry because they have that new Carvana thing. But
is that
it's all used cars, and you can just do it on your phone.
On your phone.
Yeah. It's just, it's all rentals, and you know, I'm putting on my salesman hat, but it's all rentals. You never know who, you know, how well they're taken care of or whatever, but no new cars will ever do that. I don't see any new car brand being like, yeah, put my shit on the internet. I just don't see it because they're stores. You know,
stores. Like a few, a good decade back when Mel got her first Scion, she literally just picked out everything she wanted for it for a new one online. Like, did all the financing online, clicked order, and then her car showed up at the dealership like 2 weeks later.
Which some brands who let you special order cars do, but you still have to go in and you still got to sign up all the paperwork and all that shit.
That's true,
for Carvana, you just do everything on the internet. Everything is, you don't ever talk to anybody. It's just all done on the internet.
Sounds amazing.
Speaking of drones, I don't know if you guys have seen this in Greeley, but I've seen Amazon Prime vans driving around down there.
I've seen one, yeah.
So, I've also seen one thing I bought on my phone, guarantee it within 4 hours, and I clicked it, and it did come within 4 hours.
No shit.
So
that's crazy.
Allie bought it because it said that, too.
Right? I'm going to test you. Like, it's like pizza in 30 minutes or less. Nope, I'm not paying for it.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. You remember when they promised that, and then like people were like dying to drive pizzas to places?
Yep.
And so they're like, we can't promise 30 minutes anymore. Yeah.
That was like a thing in the late 80s, early 90s.
30 minutes or you don't pay for it.
30 minutes or less, yeah.
And my dad would sit at the fucking door
with
his watch. Like,
I could be off. It does not look level, though.
So, Sophia, for New Year's, she tells me, I want to order a pizza at like 11:30 so that when the pizza guy gets here, I can say, I ordered this last year. Like, you are a dork.
That's the worst dad joke ever.
I know. And she's 12. She's going to be an amazing dad someday.
I don't know.
Maybe. Know. Maybe.
Yeah.
We're doing weird shit these days.
I know. Oh, man. Anybody read or watch or do anything interesting? Because I have notes.
I
did not read.
I did all three.
I did a lot of listening to books lately. I told you on the way here we were me and the kids are listening to the Tolkien books, the Lord of the Rings books, and he's weird. He attaches to the weirdest little things. I don't know why, but he's really good at voices too. Like if we'll listen to something and then we just hear it randomly in the world, he can be like, "That's Gandalf," and I'm just like, "Wow, that's fucking crazy."
The version of Lord of the Rings that you were listening to did sound like wildly.
It's dramatized.
When we got in
it's
the car.
It's made. It was made for radio, I guess.
That's
and
awesome.
So it definitely seems very over the top.
He's all. That is why Smeagol needed it, and he's all.
Yes, my precious.
He's not shooting you either.
No. Like it sounded real awkward. Like, I'm like,
what is Smeagol about to get penetrated?
Wow.
Wow.
Let me just get the tip in, Smeagol.
of my finger into your butthole.
I forget how long those movies are, too. 3 hours, that first one was.
Yeah. Dude, they're all... it's fucking the crazy last long. One's even longer. It's like almost four. It's like 3.5 in the extended version.
Enter your forbidden oasis. Jeez, like, who's the master?
It's like who's 5 minutes master? Ago, Doyle.
We're reading a book called Hands Are Not For Hitting right now. That's great.
Nice. Yeah, my son didn't learn that yet.
Is that like a necessary book that we're reading? Yeah. Like, we need to read this so that you stop punching us?
Hit his grandma?
No, it's not me. I'm not punching anybody. Just to clear that up.
No, I know. It's one of your kids.
You guys don't have fear of that child.
Well, I have fear. I just need to yell. That scares my kids.
I would have never struck my grandma.
Oh, well, she's got a white grandma, bro. Oh.
It's okay to hit white people.
One of my grandmas.
No, it's not. It's white. Not okay at all. It's not okay.
No, it's okay to hit white people.
I'm saying that she won't hit him back, is what I'm saying.
which she should.
White grandma?
Yeah, white grandma will.
White grandma will knock the fuck out of him.
No, my mom will.
Oh, you're white grandma.
No. Alicia's mom will.
Yeah.
I get a text.
My white grandma. My white grandma mom will smack my kids. Yeah. And my Mexican grandma mom will smack my kids also.
I got basically, a text. Your son hit my mom today. I was like, oh, great.
Wow. Oh, your son's hitting your mother-in-law?
His grandma, yeah.
Oh, shit.
You need to get him. My hands are not.
Yeah, I'll read it to Johnny.
I love going back, though. It's my favorite thing, because we did it with the Harry Potter series, and I love going back to things that I... Harry Potter I didn't like until I was older, but Lord of the Rings I was a fucking giant nerd for. And so I love going back and watching and reading, and then when he's old enough, I have all three. So I have a big, giant one that has all three books in it, and then I have all three of them separately from, like, the 60s when they first came out whatever. And so I'm excited for him to actually – because he can read now, but it's early on still. He won't understand fucking nothing in that book. So I'm excited to have him read with me those books, and it's fun.
Isn't it funny
it's
how
fun.
Reading and comprehension are two different
yes.
things?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, because Hannah can read and, like, is actually a pretty good reader. But every once in a while, she'll be like, oh, what are you reading, Dad? And I'll be like, well, read this paragraph. And she's, I don't understand any of those words. I'm like, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, I because
this book is not for six-year-olds. Right. Like,
when hail Satan, hail. Yeah.
No, she gets that stuff.
She's already saying that.
She's like, oh, this one's about worshiping the devil?
No, he can, I like trying to get him to read other stuff because they learn, I assume, because I'm not a teacher, by seeing a picture and then making sure equating that word with the picture. Yeah. And so I like to try and get him to read non-pictured things because I'm afraid that all he's doing sometimes is just guessing because he's looking at the picture. And so sometimes we'll just read shit that doesn't have any pictures on it.
So with Hannah, with her reading at school, we do a lot of where she sits and reads a book out loud to us. And you can tell when she's doing that because she'll get the word wrong. But it'll match the picture.
Yes.
And I'll tell her, I'll be like, don't guess. Like, actually read the word. And if you're not sure what the word is, just take the time to sound it out. Yep. And if you get through those steps and you still can't say it, then I'll help. You know, and it's a cool process.
Johnny
though.
Does that, but he doesn't like to sound things out loud. He'll say it under his breath, and I can't hear if he's doing it correctly or not. Yeah. So it's the same thing. And a part of Eton, they call like, it
fuck off, Dad.
Yeah, fuck you. I'm not going to read. But as a part of their reading program, we have to read for 20 or 30 minutes every day. So it's the same thing. He gets to read out loud too. I love it. It's fun.
That's funny.
I wonder what other antiquated things schools are going to start forcing parents to do as time goes on.
Handwriting is not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
Like, we were talking about that. Yeah, exactly.
My oldest, Bailey, can't read cursive.
That's crazy.
I'm like, what the fuck happened to you guys? Right. Like, what do you mean you can't read cursive?
Yeah, it's been half an hour day on the old
tackle. So the point of cursive...
So you have a whole language that you can utilize.
Yeah, Mel and I do that sometimes. When we don't want her to
code
know
word, code word.
We'll write it in cursive. And my cursive is super sloppy on top of...
Sure. Yeah, I can't even remember the last time I wrote cursive. That wasn't my signature.
So the point of cursive is that it's a flow, so you write faster.
Right.
So they don't need that anymore because if they need to do something faster, they type it. like, which I remember I had to take a typing class school, like, and I had to get to 30 words a minute or I would fail. I was like, ugh.
I didn't want it to seem like they were forcing us to read, because I like reading and Alicia likes reading, and we wanted to make sure Johnny did.
I do too.
We've got two giant bookcases full of books, so hopefully he likes it. But
we're all fans of reading.
Yeah,
right. I'm just curious
I get
books up the ass.
I know what you're saying though, because a lot of people will just give their kids the iPad, and it's just like
at this point you might not need it.
Yeah.
Like, no, you need to be able to read. Like everything.
Well, okay, I'm not saying, but
everything,
the ability to read all these books, like you don't necessarily need that.
Everything that you could possibly want to know is somewhere either in a book or on a website that you have to read.
I think you could have a website read it to you, though.
You probably do. You can. There's probably those fucking apps out there.
That stupid app that just shortens, like, just informational books, where it's, like, way more
concise
for your time, because most of those books don't need to be read.
Most
of those books, like, the same point made 85 times just so you get it, so they can just explain it to you in 10
like
minutes.
Technical manuals, like a poli-sci book is literally four sentences.
Isn't that like on those CSAP tests, they say the same thing like four bullshit times?
Yeah,
and
to confuse
you. Yeah, fuckers.
So this is a funny thing. So I've been listening to a podcast called The Night.
My whole business is based on that. Shut the fuck up, Doyle.
You're good.
It's got pictures too.
I know. They make movies out of them. People pay attention still. So I've been listening to this podcast called The Nighttime Podcast, which is kind of like Astonishing Legends, but Canadian. And he did like this live event where he was with Lucian Graves, who's like the guy that's in charge of the Satanic Temple, which is like the church.
What a great name for that, too.
Made his name.
But still.
Complimenting him on the make.
They played a clip of him on Fox and Friends or something with Megyn Kelly, and she's all, Lucian, so is that your real name? And he goes, no.
No, of course
not. He's stupid. But they're the people that when Oklahoma put up the Ten Commandments monument, they wanted to put up...
Commandments.
I said commandments.
You just said monument after really fast.
But,
so it sounded weird. Commandments. Commandments.
But commandments.
Commandments.
That's my new word for it. But they wanted to put up the statue of the devil, right? So I was listening to his interview, and I was like, wow, the guy's actually, like, super reasonable, and he has, like, some pretty cool points. And so I was looking on their website and, like, looking through their reading material and stuff. And, of course, like, one of the things on there is the Satanic Bible,
right?
I was like, man, I haven't read that since I was in, like, middle school. And I don't think I got it because I was expecting to, like, read it and be like, this is how you summon the devil. And that's, like, not what it is at all. It's, like, a weird, like, philosophical, like, treatise kind of thing.
He's all, fuck this shit.
I was like, man, I should go find a copy of it. And there's a second in Charles in Fort Collins now.
Side note, now Gabe is, like, red flagged with the FBI.
I know, right?
Where to find Satan Bible?
Well, no, I looked it up. I was like, do I really want to wait for it to come from Thrift Books for like $2 less? Like, I'll go try to find a bookstore. So I go to Second and Charles, right? This story is actually going somewhere. It's pretty awesome. I find it, you know, I go up to the thing and like, I found a random Conan book that I don't have. So nice. I walk up and I was like, oh, I'm thirsty.
Conan.
Too. So I grab a Powerade, a Conan, and a copy of the Satanic Bible. I put it down, and the lady at
don't
the register,
me.
She grabs the book and she like, throws it like it's hot, dude. Like it's the funny.
That's amazing.
She like scans it and then just like tosses it onto the counter like, oh God.
Oh,
I'm so scared.
It was
like,
hot.
I was like, it's not
burning
hot.
Her fingers.
Well, then why does it feel cold to the touch? No. it's just so funny. Like she genuinely seemed like she was frightened by the book. I was like, that's awesome.
So weird. That's weird. You work in a bookstore.
I know. It's like, I feel like you probably helped shelve this. Like,
I don't have a book now for a very similar story to that, to which now I know is bullshit, but I didn't when I was a child. I was like 13 and I had that cool antediluvian like explanation / picture book for the werewolf game.
Oh yeah.
It's like hard as fuck to find now. It looks like it was made out of like
it looks
skin.
Like it was made out of leather and
yeah.
stuff.
Originally it was all so I like read that book and I'm like 13, so that's why I had nightmares, obviously, not
right
because the book's demonic. Right. My mom is like, oh, it's a demonic book. Throw it away.
Oh, that's funny. Like,
yeah, my mom did that with like all my D&D shit.
Dang, mom.
Yeah.
Dang, mom. Like,
shit's collectible, mom.
Yeah, you collect the demons.
Oh, man. So I texted Juan like at 10 o'clock at night or something like that. I was like,
Looks like a cage for your dick.
I was like, you up? And then he was like, yeah. No, just wait. Wrong story. Different story.
Oh, I was like, what are we talking about? No, I didn't know what you're talking about.
So I texted Juan at like 10 o'clock at night or something. And I was like, hey, if I remember right, you watch Runaways, right? And he's like, oh, yeah, we were talking about that a few weeks ago. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm watching it. Like, it's pretty cool. He just texts me back. Yeah, I don't think anybody liked it.
I don't think, because we've spoken about it before.
I know two people that are customers that have watched it, but I haven't heard anything about it.
I was kind of liking it. Like, it's interesting. Like, it's definitely... So, you know how Brian K. Vaughan writes all of his stories around relationships? So, it's like, here's these crazy relationships that just happen to be happening in these, like, weird extenuating circumstances. That's all it is. It's like a teenage soap opera, but there happen to be superheroes and supervillains. So, gotcha. It's, like, kind of a cool... I don't know. I thought it was pretty cool. I was enjoying it.
I just didn't think it went anywhere. That's the thing. They talked about this fucking hole the whole season, and you don't ever, it's just the hole, and next season we'll figure out if we know what it is.
Season 2 is out now.
So yeah,
dinosaur
yeah.
Dinosaur with no payoff.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a lead up to the dinosaur, acceptance of the dinosaur. Dinosaur's just with them now. Like,
we don't really understand.
Why is this dinosaur not doing
this? You don't really understand who this guy is.
Not really yet. It escaped, I think, when last I watched.
They let him go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh no. Just I've only watched like the first like 5 or 6 episodes of it, but so far I'm just like, hey, this is pretty fun. Like it's just weird, like teenager social relationships plus like crazy stuff. Like I'm thinking it's pretty fun, but I could see absolutely why people would be like, what the hell is going on? I think part of it. I know I've read the first 2 volumes of the book, and I wonder if like. A little bit of the extra information that's from the book, because it's just in my head. I'm connecting dots that maybe most people
aren't. I didn't know anything about anything, so I didn't know who the guy was, who they revived. I didn't know why they were reviving him. I didn't know shit about any of that stuff. So I figured something would pay off in the first season, and it just didn't. No, yeah. It was weird.
I don't know. I dig it. I was liking it.
Just wait for.
I haven't seen it. Haven't read it.
Pumpkin to tell us why we're wrong next episode.
Country Pumpkin.
Come on, Pumpkin. You know who you are. Need some of that cream sauce. Send those last time.
Oh, Jesus. That stuff was really
good. That was
good,
really
though.
Fucking good.
Go ahead and send a couple more things of that.
Elvis cream sauce.
So here's what I want to know. Has anybody watched Bird Box besides me?
I am.
I put it on my thing back here to test the internet once we finally got fast internet. And I was pricing comics at the same time, and I was like, I kept finding myself, but I haven't sat down and watched it yet.
Right.
You know, I watched it mostly because Tim didn't like it.
See, so like a ton of people.
That's good. That's a good reason.
Yeah.
Fuck Tim.
I do a lot of things because people don't like it. I'm like, yeah, fuck that. I'm going to do that.
Actually, that's just the first I'd heard about it. He's like,
I'm having 4 kids, and I don't care what any of you guys say.
So I saw, like, so many things with, like, oh, it's a crazy movie, and oh, it's about this, and oh, it's that. So Mel and I were, like, sitting on the couch a couple nights ago, and she's like, let's just watch Bird Box. Let's just do it. I was like, okay. Thank you for noticing, but I think it's because it's not tall enough. It's the tallest one. Oh, sweet eyeball relief.
I didn't even notice at all.
Squinty McGiannis over here.
I kept trying to like angle my head and like, God, oh, I just want to
wear it. Fucking John.
He's home with his neck all fucked up.
So we sat and watched
sounds
it.
Sounds like a blowjob.
I know.
Neck's getting all cramped.
My eyes are all squinty.
I got stuff in my eyes, and my neck is at a weird angle. And
it's the anticipation.
Oh my God.
Just keep going, and it just doesn't stop.
Like so,
there's
Bird
a
Box.
Guy back
wow.
there with a bike. So it's a good movie. Like it was pretty interesting. Like I actually really like the idea that you don't see the monster. So like the basic premise is you can't look at whatever they are, and like in general they're invisible for like to like cameras and stuff because you never see them. And there's moments where you see like
they do cast a shadow.
Yeah, they cast like a shadow and stuff like that.
I saw like the leaves.
Yeah, the leaves and all that stuff.
They have effects,
right?
So it seems like the idea is that like when a normal person sees it, they see like their most regretted moment or their most like sorrowful moment, and they get super depressed and they kill themselves.
Or their scariest moment.
Yeah, or their scariest moment. And I kind of like the idea that you never see it because you don't know what somebody else's worst moment
is. Right. That's a good point.
Like, and I just thought it was pretty cool. And I like the way they did it and just kind of where it went.
I haven't seen it. So can you not be blindfolded at some points?
Yes and no.
I didn't know John Malkovich was in it either.
Neither did
I. But when you're inside, yeah, you can see. Like, you can take your blindfold off.
Because they don't come in. No, they don't come inside. Like, that's the other thing. It's from what I can.
If people are affected by it, those people can come inside.
Right.
Okay.
Because there's like kind
of. We never see any of them go inside, at least.
And even when the one guy opens the garage door to let them in, they never actually come in. Like, unless there's like. Like, unless there's open air access, they don't go past a threshold, is kind of what it seems like.
See, on the, like, alternate ending that I guess is maybe in the book, it suggests that they can get inside.
I don't know.
From the internets. They could just be lying. Internet.
So there's two responses that people have, though. It seems like normal people see like their worst moment and it makes them kill themselves. And then other people see like whatever it is that they're seeing and it makes them go like psychotically devoted to the creatures.
Oh, nice.
And they try to force you to look at them. So
yeah, they're pretty rare, but they're pretty fucked up.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Like it was an interesting movie. I really dug it. Like, I can see why it got a ton of hype. I mean,
it did kind of come out of nowhere. I'd never heard of it, and then it was just there.
And really? Then the memes. Oh yeah. My God,
see,
the memes.
I think that was what really.
A really big actress, like a name that's out there and doesn't really make much sense unless you watch the movie.
Yeah.
Until you do, you're like, what the fuck?
Dude, and a couple, like.
Also, when you watch it, it doesn't even make much sense. The birds, in my opinion, but. Went on.
What's the point of the? Because I have like
so the birds the go bird crazy
when the creatures are around.
Gotcha. So you know how like canaries in a mine,
yeah,
they die,
yeah,
and you know to get the fuck out, right? In this movie, they just freak out.
They don't die, but they like flip out.
But I never noticed any other time when they were freaking out where I also wouldn't have been freaking out. So to me, it didn't make as much sense because I'm like. The birds don't die, and you go like, "Oh shit, they'll be here any second." It's like they're fucking here,
and trees are falling down.
Yeah. And I was just like, "I didn't need the birds for that."
Gotcha.
Like,
a horrible indicator.
Yeah,
there's like something else.
I'm scared, and it's noisy.
Shut the fuck up, birds.
Pretty much. Yeah.
At the end, when there was enough birds, it seemed like they kind of keep them out. Maybe.
Well, no, they
don't
just.
Like the birds.
I think they don't like the birds.
Yeah. So the monsters are cats then. Cat monsters.
Gonna kill that fucking bird.
It seemed when they were in that like building that was pseudo outside that all the birds were like maybe keeping them out. I don't know if that's right or not.
Is there a reason? I mean, does it say if there's a reason why we were attacked or invaded or whatever it is?
There's no like. Nothing. So the way the movie develops,
there's no resolve.
Yeah, there's no real resolve to where they come from or like what has happened or what they are. Like they hint at it. So there's like a dude that's like writing a novel, and so he has like this theory about. Like kind of what they are and how they're like the end of the world and stuff like that. And what's weird is he talks about how like he mentions that like pregnant women can see them and it doesn't affect them. Hmm. And that's kind of the implication between why those two characters like were okay when they were outside, like without seeing. And they just never explore it. It's like this throwaway line and then they never do anything with it. Or like there's also they watch TV coverage of this shit all the time and none of them go crazy. But the time the guy watches outside on a closed circuit television, for some reason it makes him go crazy. It's just like there's some weird little plot hole things where I'm just like, huh, that's an interesting choice. You know,
right?
It does make me want to read the book though, because I wonder if the book is better.
It was an interesting story.
Somebody was like, it's Taylor, because they watched it. She was like, it's exactly like The Happening. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, it's like there's shit in the outside that you can't see, and then it drives you crazy, and then you kill yourself.
No, because I could see this shit. Well, I still have some of the same problems, like the one where she just gets into a car that's on fire and lets herself burn, because that's like a
that
lot
scene
of
was pretty crazy.
But like stepping out in front of a truck and getting hit seems way more doable. In The Happening, they're fucking like finding their keys, turning on farm equipment, putting in the GPS, laying down in front of it. I'm like,
right.
I'm like, I don't know if anything can control us quite like that.
But that she's like, it's exactly like that. You don't get to see the villain or anything. It's just you got to avoid it somehow. It's like,
but
all right.
We also know that it's just the wind splooge.
Right. At the end, they know.
Yeah. But they never say that in this. So the way
a monster of some kind in this.
The way it happens in the movie is like it's happening in Europe. And like, you know, people are like, it's in Russia, so who cares?
So like
and
The Happening.
And then like one day they're at one day they're at the hospital and like they walk past a lady and she's fine. And then when they're walking back down the hall, she's just like bashing her head shut on a window. Oof. And it's like, oh, what the fuck is going on? And then everything just falls apart. And it kind of cuts between like the past and like the present back and forth. And it's just, I mean, it's...
Call me an overreactor, but if you start this
overreactor
demonic things in real life, you're getting uppercutted. Like, one like completely blank face, slam up against the window, and you're bleeding and looking at everybody all demonic like, just
kill that bitch, kill her.
That's why the Conan sword's behind the counter,
just in case.
Yeah, it's like, shit goes
they're
down.
Just watching her do it over and over again. Like, oh, this isn't going to go bad for us ever.
Plus, you're in a hospital. I mean, people are supposed to prevent people from doing that sort
like
of thing.
The security
in a hospital.
So the security guard runs up and talks into his thing and then never actively tries to stop her from bashing her head against a window. I was like, that's not how security guards work.
Hey, somebody's bashing their head up here. Hey, what do I do?
Hey, crazy shit going on. Should I try to stop it? No? Okay, cool.
I'm just going to watch.
We're shut down still? All right, cool.
He's not in the TSA. How's the government shutdown going for you? Pretty good?
It's okay.
Yeah.
You getting all your mail?
Yeah. So far.
Mail is independent from the regular federal government. They fund themselves.
Tim Husky. Where are you at, Tim?
He's on furlough.
A.K.A. jerking it.
He's jerking whatever,
those fuckers didn't invite me.
Oh, God. I'm never going to hear the end of it when he hears that.
Pretty sure he was invited.
He was invited, totally invited, and he said he was coming.
He said he was going, but Juan made the mistake of not
tagging. I unlocked the door, so people can get in now.
Sorry, Juan didn't tag him in something.
Oh, God.
He was like, I equal butt hurt.
People are so stupid.
He's got a plug for that.
Hey.
Whoa.
Hey.
Full circle.
That's where it's going.
That's right.
So, what was it like maybe 2 years ago? Like 2 years ago, we had Scott Alley from Dark Horse on.
Yes.
And he talked about.
But then he got fired, I think, or something.
I think he just went somewhere else.
No, I think he got fired from there. Didn't he?
No, I think he just went somewhere else. But anyways, so he talked.
We got him fired.
So I was talking to him about the Manara collection, and he had mentioned that the Mobius collection was coming out, and it took him a while to do it because there's like some, you know, wrangling with the estate and how his books get published. But I finally got a chance to read the Edina book, which is the first Mobius collection book. Sorry, so. Edina, the story started out as like an advertisement comic book for like Citroën, which is like a French car company. And from that story, he created like this 500-page like comic book about like traveling to an Eden planet and like changing your diet from like processed food to natural food and like all this crazy stuff. Dude, that is one of the most fascinating and like beautiful comic books I think I've ever read. Like,
nice.
Mobius is just a genius artist, and like his, so there's like this whole essay in it about how he went from like doing kind of the Metal Herlant style of like art to like what he called his like clear line style, where he started doing like way simpler drawings and like having to focus on these faces look all exactly the same every time so that they look like real people. And just the artistic prowess that that guy has is unbelievable.
Prowess.
Dude, he could get laid on how good of a drawer he is. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's really, really cool.
Obviously.
I went back and
Doyle laid him.
Doyle did it. I went back and
It's been more than 3 years, by the way, since we've had him on the show.
Oh, so, wow. So yeah, in 2017, he left Dark Horse to continue his career in comics as a freelance editor and writer.
Yeah. But here's how I know, because when we talked to him, he was the head. He was the editor in chief.
Yeah.
In 15, he stepped down from that role because of reports of inappropriate behavior towards creators at that year's San Diego Comic Con, and that hadn't happened yet by the time we spoke to him.
He probably got hammered drunk and pulled his pants down.
Yeah,
that hadn't happened, but when we interviewed him.
30, 40 years ago, a man could pull out his dick at a party.
I mean,
it's going to be that kind of party. I want dick in the mashed potatoes.
You could pull your dick out at a party. That's true. You just get in trouble for it.
That's true.
Everybody all doesn't want to see your dick.
It could go one of two ways. Everybody's going to join you, or you're going to jail.
Eating my food, drinking my booze, reporting me for my dick.
Right. It's there. It's there.
It's just behind a shield right now.
Needs some air. I don't know what's going on with Dark Horse, man. They lost the right for that's one of the other things. Firefly came out on Boom Studios, so Boom's got the license for Firefly. Marvel's got the license for Conan and Star Wars. So like the things that Dark Horse was kind of holding on to, they've got Aliens and Predator, and that's kind of it for the stuff that they started out with, however
like
many.
The big licensed stuff. Yeah.
So it's weird. I don't know what's going on with them as a company.
I mean, are they maybe trying to branch out to be more like Image, where they're trying to put out more?
Everybody
original
is,
stuff?
You know, they hired Karen Berger to curate the Berger Books line, but nobody cares. Like, it's something where it's sad, and I want to order the books and support them, but at the same time, if they're not going to sell, I can't do that.
So like, so what?
What is a Berger Book?
Yeah, so, I'm not even aware of it.
Like, there was one that came out last month called LaGuardia. Let me read you the solicit for this one. There's another one that's on FOC on Monday that sounds interesting. Hang on a sec. Sorry, this is horrible.
No, you're
I'll edit it. Don't worry about it. We just can't do that when we're live.
Well, no, you can edit the podcast still. That just goes out live.
That's true.
Yeah, you're right.
Set in an alternative world where aliens have come to Earth and integrated with society, LaGuardia revolves around a pregnant Nigerian-American doctor who has just returned to New York City under mysterious conditions. After smuggling an illegal alien plant named Let Me Live through LaGuardia International and Interstellar Airport's Customs and Security, she arrives at her grandmother's tenement, the New Hope Apartments in the South Bronx. There, she and Let Me become, because that's the name of the plant, become part of a growing population of mostly African and shape-shifting alien immigrants battling against interrogation, discrimination, and travel bans as they try to make it in a new land. But as the birth of her child nears, the future begins to change. What dark secret is she hiding?
The government.
So that's one of them.
It sounds interesting.
Right.
The government was still shut down there, too.
They're still trying to build a wall in the space now. They'll get that space wall up there.
Space Army needs space wall.
Yeah.
Also need more spray tan.
What's the other one? The other one's coming out.
Hot as fuck, space boss. Till it's cold as fuck.
But they've had these. There's been like seven. Seeds was one of them. But that, I don't think that ever finished. So that's another problem. Like, I don't know. I just don't know what's going on. Come on. Go, Facebook. Go.
Go, Facebook. Go.
We're just dropping mini balls at once.
And I mean, Karen Berger's not actually, you know, she's editing these projects and kind of overseeing them. But I don't know. Can you hit a home run like Vertigo twice? I don't know that you can.
I mean, you can, but you probably have to have something pretty intensely significant. I mean, you have to have like a, like an Alan Moore, like a right. Neil Gaiman or something, something like that.
So the new one that's coming out is called Girl in the Bay. In 1969, 17-year-old Kathy Sartori was brutally attacked, her body hurled into Brooklyn's Sheepshead Bay. Miraculously, she survives, fights her way back to the surface, only to discover that 50 years have passed and an eerie doppelganger has lived out an entire life in her place. Kathy soon confronts not just this strange double, but the madman who murdered her 5 decades earlier. Will he and the dark entity that lives inside him hold the key to her missing years, or will she become a ghost of herself and be forced to live out what remains of her life on the edge of the world that she desperately wants to be a part of?
Well, that actually sounds really cool.
Right?
Like,
more
know.
So than the LaGuardia. Like, the LaGuardia one
thing seems like weirdly forced.
So much. Yeah.
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 Like, how much political right. satire can we pack into it's one jam into fucking a comic book
that's 42 pages that comes
and
out once
like
a month?
Stole it from like a tidbit off of the Men in Black movies too.
Side note: New sure. Men in Black looks amazing.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put it out there. I don't think we've even good. Spoken about it.
Nope.
It looks Men in Blacky.
It looks fun. Yeah.
It looks super fun to me.
Let's speak about that.
The thing that
we did speak about Aquaman today.
The thing that Men in Black needs to be when it comes out in the theater is freaking hilarious, a lot of fun, and that's it.
And apparently shirtless Chris Hemsworth, because
well, that helps. Yeah. That
I
helps.
Didn't know that Liam Neeson would actually be in the movie, so that was a cool little surprise
nice.
For me. I enjoy Liam Neeson.
Men in Black.
Oh, no.
He's got a very specific set of skills.
Oh, yeah. And a giant
killing
dog.
Aliens.
My big dick and fighting aliens.
That's what he uses to flashy thing him as his penis.
He doesn't have a flashy
right
thing,
in the forehead.
Mushroom stamp.
Where the hell am I? Where the hell am I?
Is it 50 years
you
from now?
You didn't see anything. Stop hitting me with your dick,
drowned.
Man.
Oh, wait,
oh it's a different thing. So yeah, I don't know. I just don't know what Dark Horse. It seems like that they're kind of struggling to stay above water,
huh?
Which is unfortunate.
On the opposite end, who do you see that's having a lot of success? Just I guess as a microcosm here for the store.
Well, I mean, so there are things like and Dark Horse is actually starting to do this where they offer. Like for this new, the story about the lady who died and drowned, if you order 10 copies of the book, it's fully returnable. Mm. So I'm more willing to take a chance on that
right.
because I'm not stuck with it if it doesn't sell.
Right.
And Boom is doing that. IDW just started doing that, but they charge a 20-cent per copy restocking fee. But still.
That's awesome.
What do you lose, yeah. one book?
Exactly. So things like that, you know, I'm willing to give those titles a shot versus... I mean, there's some of the shit that Marvel's putting out that I'm just not ordering because nobody's asking for
right.
it. Like, they're doing – it's the 80th anniversary of Marvel Comics, and they're doing all of these one-shots that harken back to the horror books and the Western books and all of the stuff that Marvel's done throughout their, you know, 80 years of publishing that are one-shots that nobody's asking for that I don't want to tie up shelf space
right.
with on the off chance that somebody's going to want a copy of.
That's cool, though, the returnable thing, because it does allow you to – and it's smart on their behalf, because it does allow you to order 4, 5, or 6 new titles that you wouldn't have beforehand. And maybe if even half of those are kept, you know, then you've ordered 3 or 4 new titles that you've never done before.
And
that's
hopefully
cool.
Hopefully it gets the book into the hands of somebody
who reads
because
it.
It's,
like
it's tough. I mean, if you
yeah.
have – if you've got $5 in your pocket, are you willing to – gamble $5 on a new book that you know nothing about, or are you willing to you know throw $5 at something that you're at least familiar with that you're you know hoping you know Conan is Conan
right
$5 at Conan you know it's going to be a good sword and sorcery and barbarian book versus an alien coming through the JFK airport you know
LaGuardia
airport.
And what's cool about
I'm
a place what's cool about a place like this is that
ridiculously fixed name Don't Kill Me or something.
Yeah.
Don't Die Me.
Don't Let Me
Live.
Don't
let
me live.
Let me live.
Yeah.
But it's
a fucked up name.
It's cool because you we have you, you know, to hopefully push you to, you know, to be like, yeah, I read that book. It's new, but I read it. I thought it was cool. I think you'd enjoy it. Or no, don't
He's
do
all,
that.
Hey, I read about that book.
Yeah, I read the solicits. That's what I read. I don't read comics. I read the solicits. And then you get shit like Daredevil number one that's coming out. That's on FOC Monday, and everything's classified. Like, that's it. All that I know is that Chip Zdarsky's writing it, so, I mean, we're going to be in for that to begin
It'll
with.
It'll be fun, yeah.
Marco Cicchetto is doing the artwork, and he's amazing, but there's no fucking description. It literally says classified. How the fuck am I supposed to order something that I know nothing about?
Well, dude, it's Daredevil.
I know, though. Right? It's going to sell itself.
I hope our listeners could hear my eye roll right there.
I am going to buy one, man.
I mean, Chip Zdarsky plus Daredevil does sound like a pretty, at the very least, interesting combination.
Yeah, exactly. Question mark? There was a question mark at the end of that sentence.
If you killed it at Howard the Duck.
Right.
So.
But there's the problem,
That's
right?
That's more fitting, though, right? I mean, Daredevil's not
Are
that.
We going to get to see Daredevil's dick? Is that what's going to happen?
The dare dong?
The dare dong.
But the problem lies damned. In there, right? Is if you, let's say people are interested because it's the fucking, it's Chip Zdarsky, and you know, and they're excited, and then they're let down by the actual story, you know? So you're like, yeah, we're in, and then nobody wants to buy the second issue or whatever, then you're fucked.
Well, there's always, like, when you're ordering comics, you cut your numbers for number two. Like, a number one's going to sell because it's a number one.
Right.
People are going to pick up Daredevil number one because it's Daredevil number one on the rack. They're not necessarily going to come back for number two. Or it's speculators that are buying it, hoping that there's a first appearance of some new fucking twink in there that are...
Some new twink. Daredevil's boyfriend. See, that would
Billy Club, that's his name.
That would drive people fucking insane.
Right, right.
It's like, oh, hey, by the way, Matt Murdock's gay.
Like, plus, I can Chip hear Zdarsky, finish Sex Criminals, damn it. Go back to that. Do that first.
I can hear the internet shitting its pants over that.
Yeah.
You think they just offer it? What's going on with Sex Criminals?
I don't know. It's just on hiatus.
It's just stalled.
Matt Fraction hasn't done anything in like 3 years, so I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Kelly Sue DeConnick's writing Aquaman, which worries the shit out of me because if her track record with Bitch Planet is anything, we're not going to have another issue of Aquaman for like 6 months.
So true.
They probably make you sign something for one of those guys.
I would hope so.
You got to write one like every year.
Right. It's got to be a thing. You realize this is a monthly title.
Wow.
Sorry. Sorry.
No, I like it. I like when we come here. I get to learn about shit.
John Rage.
That's why he's in the back office all the time.
Pulling my hair out.
Fuck you.
God damn it.
Another person asked me about Aquaman. Yeah. That's funny.
So.
I don't know. I don't know how we derailed that. Oh, because you were talking about Scott Alley, and then I said stuff about Dark Horse. There we go.
So talking about Berger and like Alan Moore and all right. that stuff. So I was looking at like my feeds today, and the is she a senator or congressperson?
Yes, I don't know who you're talking about, so but I saw
name,
that quote and
her
I
name's,
love her.
Alexandra.
She's in the House.
So she would be a
representative.
So Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, she quoted Watchmen on Twitter today.
Yes.
And specifically Rorschach, because somebody said, like,
I wonder
if
she knows that she did this.
She absolutely did. She said, in the words of Alan Moore, you're not all, or I'm not locked in here with you. You're all locked in here with me. That is an aggressive way to go into the House.
Side note, she's very aggressive.
Yeah, she's awesome. Did you see the other? I can't remember if
Tlaib
it's her. Tlaib. She's like.
Aqib?
No, Tlaib.
Although I did watch him play yesterday.
Yeah.
So she went in and was like, idiot. I'm going into, you know, the House to impeach this motherfucker. And 2 days later, Samuel Jackson's like, I approve of her usage of the word motherfucker.
That's awesome.
It crescendoed because she's speaking to people who helped her get in.
Yeah.
And she's speaking, and then she's like, and we're going to impeach this motherfucker. And she just dropped the mic and left. It was
and then
funny.
Donald Trump's like, she's classless. It's like, dude, you talk about grabbing pussies. Like, shut the fuck up. You don't get to call other people classless. Like, you've seen your wife, right?
Wow.
What?
Nothing.
He like trades in women for models, like he like their cars. Like you don't, a guy like that doesn't get to call people classless.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I just thought that was awesome.
There were a lot of people going, "Yes, Alan Moore."
Took a lot of miles, I wonder what though. I want to hear what crazy Alan Moore thinks about that. Because he's probably like, "No."
He's all, "Don't bring my black magic into this.
I curse you, Ocasio, blah 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 blah. Cthulhu will now."
Grant Morrison's counteracting it with his wild magic.
With his magic. There's just his magic. That's a comic book I want to read.
Morrison versus Moore?
No, and some crazy political thing that's influenced by both of them. Like that.
Oh my God. That is like actually a really great idea.
That'd be sweet.
There
could be a fellowship and everything. One of them could be the Gandalf wizard, and the other one's the Sauron.
Yes!
Well, clearly, Alan Moore is the Gandalf wizard.
You think so?
And Grant Morrison. Well, yeah.
Saruman or Sauron?
Look at Saruman. So look at how Saruman presents himself with like a nice trimmed beard, neatly dressed.
White.
Well, they're both
white. White, asshole.
No, in white. In white.
Gandalf is white later.
Well, but Gandalf's usually in gray.
Crazy beard, wild hair, kind of a magician, itinerant magician. Clearly,
always says
Alan
shit that
Moore.
Doesn't really make sense.
Smokes a ton of dope.
Yeah, this is the best weed.
I remember asking my dad about that when I read it as a kid. I was like, wait a second. Is Gandalf smoking weed?
No, that's a different kind of weed,
it's
Mijo.
Hobbit weed.
Don't worry about it, Mijo.
It's different.
They use the trimmings from their feet.
Oh, buddy. That might have kept you away from weed.
You see Gabe shaved his dad's house.
That works.
I am not high at all.
I don't have to pay any money.
I have a horrible aftertaste.
Could you imagine the amount you would laugh at the Shire if you were fucked up? Because
they're just like
just
little
a bunch
dudes
of
running around
doing farm work. You're just fucked up off your ass. I imagine it would be very politically incorrect.
So you'd fit right in.
Yes.
Speaking of white people, they cast Stellan Skarsgård in Dune.
And Batista.
I saw that too. I'm excited for that. The new Dune movie sounds like it's going
to
be pretty.
We were talking about that not too long ago too. We didn't think they'd be able to make a
remake. We were talking about Jodorowsky's Dune, which is like if you've ever seen the documentary, he literally has like this 1,500-page book of like drawings that him and Mobius did of this like insane movie that like in today's budget would be billions of dollars of like special effects, and he wanted to make it in the 70s, and it would have been weird, but it would have been amazing.
It was already weird.
Yeah. The books are awesome.
Like, I'm assuming they're shooting on just not being 3 hours, 4 hours for this first one.
I don't think so. I think it's supposed to be kind of epic. They kind of make it sound like they're trying to do it as right as possible, which means it's gotta be like at least a 2.5 hour long movie.
Well, the trilogy. Feige had what's his name from Marvel? He had said that he thought the 2 hour movie was kind of on its way out. Anyways, you know, he had said he thought things were going to stretch out into 2.5 and 3 hours, just kind of on the normal.
I mean, the way people binge watch like a 10 hour show, like Clearly, if there's a way to take a break in the middle of it, people would be down to watch like a 4 hour movie.
Yeah.
Like, you just need a bathroom break. So, I don't know.
Especially if you're paying $15 to go see a movie.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Exactly.
Can you stop it?
Intermission, man.
Pause. Yeah.
Let's bring intermission back.
I gotta piss.
Zombieland 2 started filming.
Oh, yes. I put that on our page yesterday.
With a pretty, like, a lot of the cast is coming back.
Bill Murray's coming back somehow.
Well, I assume he's a zombie, dude. He's like, there. You know how Michonne has the dudes with no arms? Like, they're just going to be carting zombie Bill Murray around.
And I hope he's, like, still quippy in one-liners, not just...
No way, that'd be amazing. They're like, hey, Bill Murray, make us laugh. And he's just all... you're laughing, see? It's perfect.
That's true.
There's a documentary on Netflix called The Bill Murray Chronicles, which I haven't had a chance to watch. But from the description of it, it's just people telling stories about Bill Murray just showing up at their random shit and being there. Like,
that's awesome.
Sounds awesome.
I think he shows up at people's weddings and shit.
If he sees something,
if you invite him, I think you'll show.
No, I think he just shows it like he just is around. If he's like, oh, there's a wedding, I'm gonna go check it out.
If he's walking around doing something somewhere and he just sees people having like a wedding or bar mitzvah or whatever, he just goes to it. And just like hangs out. I assume he's just like,
I don't know,
that's where
you
find the free.
Just find a wedding. I've never walked around and just found a wedding.
Well, like if he's at a hotel or something, or on a golf course.
Yeah. He's supposedly notoriously very hard to get a hold of for roles and shit. Like apparently he's missed a lot of big roles because he just doesn't, fuck it. I don't want to answer my voicemail today.
I feel like I read somewhere that he was in some agent's book with the note, don't bother calling or something like that, because he never calls back. And he ended up getting a role because some dude like just ignored it and called him anyways. I feel like I read some, probably.
That was his mistake. That was his mistake. He fucked up the name in that movie.
How did he do that?
Well, apparently he... The producer of that movie had the same the producer of that movie had the same name as a producer that he's done work with, and so he took the role because of that. And then he got to work and was just like, "Oh fuck!" Like that he didn't know it was somebody else. Yeah,
not what I was expecting.
And what a great position for the producer to be in. Like, yeah, we got Bill. Oh, he's not excited at all to be here. Yeah.
It's not but like he Walmart did it. Either. You can't just quit that shit.
That's
like,
the other thing that's cool,
fuck
though.
Fuck this, I'm out of here, Walmart.
Bullshit. He totally could.
And he did
Bill
a second
Murray.
One, too.
He's Bill Murray, and he could have showed up and been like, this is not what I was expecting. I'm calling my agent. I'm out of here. Yeah. But instead, he was like, my bad. I'm here. Like, let's do this
that would
thing.
Be so fucked up of him, though.
I'm sure
just,
he could,
there's just
but
millions of dollars, and people are like, oh, fuck,
well
we're not getting paid.
Publicity-wise. Yeah.
Fuck, he was the voice of Garfield. All he had to do was read a thing. So, I mean, I would read a thing and make a shit ton of money.
Right, right.
Even if I didn't want to be there.
But you're right. He did do the second one. He's like,
call John.
He must have enjoyed some part of the process.
It's
like, turns out, it's a lot of fun. When I was a kid, like, I always wanted to be a voice actor. I thought that would be a blast because you don't have to do anything. I don't have to be physically fit. I just have to use my voice to talk to people.
He just has to use his mouth.
That's right.
Like he always
real good
does.
At that.
I'm real good with my mouth.
Real good.
Doyle was talking about mouth warm-ups earlier. Maybe he should get you in.
He was. He was getting ready for the BJs.
The arsonist had oddly shaped feet. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather.
You killed Juan. Don't kill Juan. He has all our stuff.
Well, if I die here, you just take it.
Good valid point. Yeah. Rock the...
We're going to steal all Juan's stuff. Sorry. Yeah.
Where's Juan? And he's not coming home today.
No, we'd drive you to your
buried
house.
Buried him outside. We'd appreciate it if you could pay the car bill for 1 to 2 more months. We'll figure out some after that.
Rock the Dwayne Johnson has a new TV show that I thought was pretty cool called Titan Games.
Is it kind of like American Gladiators?
No, they're competing against each other.
It's like Ninja Warrior, but for strong people instead of nimble people.
Gotcha.
It seems fucking intense. I watched a couple of episodes.
Yeah, I watched the first two episodes.
Super, super intense.
One lady blew her like quad muscle while doing one of the things. Whoa. I was just like, God damn it. She won, and then like she got down from the giant thing that they're on, and she goes, that was more painful than childbirth, and then she couldn't walk.
The photo that he posted between Charles Barkley and what was the other guy? Shaq.
And he's like,
now
he's
I know
small?
How Kevin Hart feels.
Yes, yeah.
Because he was the tiny person in between Charles Barkley and fucking Shaq. It was amazing. like that guy.
He's funny.
I think that's the thing I like the most about the show. Like, it's entertaining to watch, but like the little cut scenes, he's fucking hilarious. So like, he goes up to the crowd and like, there's people all cheering and going crazy. He's like, "Who are you here to see?" And he's like, "I'm here to see The Rock." He's all, "Cool, pleased to meet you. My name's Kevin Hart." Like.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Speaking of, the new Kevin Hart movie looks really good.
Yeah.
The one where with Bryan Cranston.
Yeah. It's supposedly not a full-blown comedy, because he's trying to take
a French film.
He's trying to take a break from comedies or some shit like that, he said.
So here's the thing that's really weird to me. Like, it looks really good. You're 100% right. There is a movie with Paul Rudd that came out on Netflix that I'm pretty sure we talked about on the show.
With
a disabled kid.
Yes.
That he takes to like the Grand Canyon and pees down the giant hole and all that stuff. And it looks like the exact same movie, just with different actors. And that's kind of weird to me when
in different circumstances, because Bryan Cranston is stupid rich.
They've made this movie a couple different ways a couple different times.
Yeah.
It's just like the White Woman Saves the Skull movie. It's the same shit. A little less well known.
Wow.
No, White Women Saves a School is like a thing.
This is genre, dude. There's like
I'm with you. I
also, Tough Principal Saves a School is a thing.
Yeah.
Ex-military guy saves a school.
Yeah. Or just ex-military guy saves stuff.
Are you talking about Major Payne? Because that's a great fucking movie.
That is a great fucking movie.
One of our pop culture classics.
That may come up really soon.
That was on TV the other day.
Which movie?
And I haven't seen the first part of that movie for so long. I was like, what the fuck movie is this? Because Arnold's got like a beard and he's got glasses and shit. I'm like,
Commando and shit.
Yes.
Yeah. Kicks that guy through the couch.
That's right.
Movie am I watching?
I still say my kids have never seen Major Payne, but when
amazing.
They hurt themselves, I still say to them, "Let me give you a little something, take the mind off the pain." And they look at me like I'm fucking the stupidest human being alive.
If he's still in there, he ain't happy.
Oh, Jesus. I haven't seen that movie.
Chugga, 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 chugga,
chugga, I haven't seen that movie.
You ain't got no legs.
Take
it in the middle of stuff. Back and forth.
I don't even know if I have a copy of that.
Oh,
I know
that's so good.
I think I had it on VHS.
You got Old White Teacher Saves a Military School. Renaissance Man. Dude, those movies have been made to fucking death.
Yeah.
White concerns citizen.
Doesn't Ernest save a school or some
saves
shit?
Saves minority schools. Ernest saves just about everything.
And have you seen the meme about
Kevin
Ernest
Hart
and John Cena?
No. Yes,
did John
he's
Cena?
Turning into Ernest. Yes, I did see that.
I didn't see that.
Oh, Randy posted it because we were talking about it on the stream sale. Something, I can't remember what the fuck we were talking about.
So like John
Side
Cena,
note, I love Ernest movies.
So John Cena grew his hair out for that movie that he's in or whatever, and he came back to like to Raw like it must have been like 3 or 4 months ago, and he had like this hair, and every wrestling Facebook page I was on posted just hilarious bullshit about it. Oh my god, that's amazing. So the last time he came out on Raw like a. Last week or something like that. He came out on Raw last week and played up his hair, like, for the whole thing. There's people in the crowd with signs that say, "Cena, cut your hair," and, like, oh, he looks like such a dork because you can see the patch balding in the back.
He finally apologized to The Rock. Finally. After all these years.
Of not smelling what he was cooking?
No, because he had that's funny. I like that.
I have nose issues, man.
he had lambasted The Rock all these years for not coming back to wrestling while he was doing movies.
Yeah, because The Rock's making $1 billion fucking dollars.
Well, at the same time, though, the movie people don't want you to go do that because they've got millions of dollars on the line if you fuck
yourself
up.
Yeah.
And so he realized that while doing Bumblebee, and he said he reached...
Daddy's Home too.
He reached out to The Rock and he said he apologized to him. So that was pretty cool, I thought.
Sorry, I was a bitch.
Yeah.
What's the definition of lambasted?
Who bast lambedly?
I don't know the definition. I know what I think it means.
I believe it's just angrily talking
to
someone.
That's what I assume.
Let me Google that for you.
Do you want it like...
Webster's? Webster's
like
definition?
That's like a 1940s word that Juan just threw out there.
He's a lambasting him.
criticize harshly.
Oh, there you go. See?
So that's exactly a very accurate.
Yeah.
Oh, well, very good English in one.
17th century.
Wow.
Awesome. The more you know. Rainbow. Doesn't
know how to wear pants. We got to edit that part out now. So, before we go to a break, because I know Juan wants to set up the Mevo and do some live stuff.
Yeah.
With his America microphone.
America!
America!
So, Kinder Eggs, you guys know those?
Yes.
So, Kinder Eggs had to recall one of their...
The bane of my existence.
Kinder Eggs had to recall one of their toys because they did a special, like, 30th anniversary Kinder Egg toy, which was an egg holding three balloons with the Kinder logo on it, which is a K. So that's just this egg holding balloons that say KKK.
Wow.
This, so some mom somewhere like opened a Kinder egg, gave it to her kid and was like, what the shit?
Wow. Side note, when the legal Kinder eggs came across, my kids were like, what the fuck is this?
Like, why are the toys yeah, not inside of it?
Because the store in Greeley, the Mexican store in the mall, they used to always sneak them in. And so we'd always buy them, even though they weren't technically legal. And so they loved those. Like, yeah, exactly.
It's like it's fucking fireworks or something.
Yeah.
But they're like, what the fuck is this, Dad? It was funny.
It's weird that they had to do it that way. I think it's stupid.
One of my customers went to Germany and brought some back because I've never had an actual one.
They're
and
huge, aren't they? They're bigger. No, they're the
same size, but it's weird because it's like this white chocolate envelope, and you open that up, and then there's this plastic capsule in there, and you open that, and it's got some little.
And the toy is always like little pieces that you have to put together, which is the most German thing on the face of the earth. Like, you want to play with toy? You must engineer toy.
You must first build the toy. Build the farm, put the animals in the farm.
You take the inferior people and you make them build the toy.
Wow.
Then you put them in oven.
Just lambasted all the Germans that listen to this show.
We love you, Germans.
Unless you're Nazis.
And then fuck yourself.
Listen, but I don't agree with your politics.
If you're a Nazi, I'm okay with us losing your download, just so you know.
But, I mean, if you're a Patreon supporter, but, you should stay.
Doyle.
Thanks to Megan. Did we thank her out loud yet? I know I personally thanked her, but I don't know if we thanked her out loud yet. Well, thank you, Megan. We appreciate your patronage.
I don't know why we're talking about like Nazi supporters, and you're like, right? Thank Megan.
Hey, speaking of Nazis,
you said unless you're a Patreon supporter, and I said speaking of Patreon, have we thanked Megan yet?
She's not on the list, so I wrote her on the Patreon list, which you need to tell me.
She
about.
Made the list. Nobody will know what the fuck that means.
I know what that means, and that's all that matters.
Any other news? Anything else?
Nudes?
Nudes? Yeah.
Oh, any nudes, though?
No.
No more superhero dongs?
No more superhero dongs.
I'm telling you that
Batman Damned for your buddy if he still needs one.
I'm telling you that Daredevil Chip Zdarsky is going to have Daredevil dick in it.
I hope so.
I think that's Marvel saving. They're like, dude, they made so much money off the Batman dong. We got to do it with Daredevil.
But the
more accurately, shouldn't it be the Moon Knight dick, though?
True. Yeah, absolutely. I just wish that they would have reprinted number one so that I could sell copies of number one to people who want to read the story.
Yeah.
Which sucks. But
they'll eventually collect it, though. I don't know.
It's the Warner Brothers execs that this is all coming down from. It's not the folks at DC, because if the folks at DC had their way, there would have been a second print. But because of the execs at Warner Brothers, I don't know if it'll ever be collected and published into a volume.
Damned.
Why?
Because of the dick.
That's the stupidest reason to not put out a book.
You think they would have that meeting before that, though.
Right.
Hey, that's the thing. Will this dick stop us from reproducing?
When we got the promo thing that didn't have any text, the dick was there, and we showed it to people.
Yeah.
I feel like the execs didn't know until it was big. Yeah, until it was like, Batman dicks everywhere, holy shit.
What are those assholes in the DC? Hey,
yeah, what the fuck?
What are you doing down there?
We're trying to make movies.
That's right.
And you're trumping us by putting out Batman dicks.
Remember when we gave him nipples? That didn't go well.
You can milk anything with nipples.
That was also a meme that Randy put on my wall.
I saw that today, actually. I'm not being creative. I saw the meme. I like it.
Thanks for pointing it out, John.
You're making me feel stupid.
Thanks to Randy for sharing awesome content.
He shares the funniest shit.
Oh, the best thing I saw shared to Randy's wall
was the electrified fence.
It was a Not All Heroes Wear Capes, and it's a story about a guy that put an electrified fence around his yard
to stop the kids
off his yard.
That was amazing.
That's amazing.
I love that he has a shirt that has a comic book picture of him that says, Get off my lawn.
Yep.
Wish I was as cool as Randy.
Me too.
None it of takes a lot right of now. Years, bro. It takes a lot of years.
Easy 80 years.
What I love about Randy is that I pull books for the stream sale specifically to try to get Randy to buy them. And I don't know that he listens to the show, but I'm like, all right, this is a Fantastic Four fan magazine with a John Byrne cover. I guarantee you, Randy. I'm like the Babe Ruth of comic sales. Like, this has got Randy written all over it. Randy's going to buy this fucking book.
Pointing to the outfield.
And then he buys it, and I'm like, yes!
Do you ever say, knew it?
I did. Nailed this last it. Time, absolutely.
That's awesome.
I called it.
Also, if you ever... I fall asleep a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you ever get any of those...
yeah, wow.
It's right in the middle of my night. It's not a boring issue. That's when I sleep.
I try to, and then somebody wants to ask me questions about fucking cars.
Buy a vehicle from you.
No. They just want to ask me questions.
Just questions.
I'm going to remember that, and I'm going to call you out on the stream sale next week.
You know what's obnoxious about it, too?
I'll watch the hubcap for an 8700 Ford.
Yeah, an 87.
I'll watch
$5?
I'll watch it at night, just in case I see something super I wanted, I can, like, message you.
Yeah.
The ones that piss me off is where nobody wants it. And it sits up there forever, and I was like, sweet, talk to John about that one. And then right before it's coming down, I buy it. I'm like, I've been watching this for 25 minutes. Like, you didn't know you wanted it the whole goddamn time, right? You got to wait till he's getting ready to pull the fucking thing down?
Oh, shit. Should we get into pop culture?
Yeah, let's take a quick break.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that comes after the break.
I need water. My ass needs.
I need to eat my protein bar. 15 grams, Juan.
I think Doyle's going to eat some of that protein bar.
No.
You want to feed it to you?
All
right. Somebody take us out.
It's salted caramel and dark chocolate.
It's salty.
Rising from the depths of a state called Michigan, two inebriated dorks prepare their plan for intergalactic domination, mixing their extensive knowledge of geek culture with their insatiable thirst for alcohol. These two man-children bring you a show like you've never heard before. They will tell you tales from faraway lands and have you questioning their taste in beer. But make no mistake, friend, for the best coverage of your favorite comics, films, and TV shows, there's no better source for you to get your fix. So listen up, strap in, and prepare yourself as Jake and Tom conquer the world.
Hey everybody, this is Raphael from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Check out and thank you for listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box. Cowabunga, dude.
That's right. Now we're recording.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the show. Yay!
Yay!
Welcome
back!
Yay! So, it's time for a pop culture classic. Today we are... Oh, we don't have to. We can keep going with other stuff.
Yeah, we talked about it. We talked for like an hour and 10 minutes on the other shit.
Well, yeah. Let's talk about the Bird Box Challenge, Tim.
Those are fucking retards out there. Trying to drive blindfolded. Like, it's been in the news a couple times now.
So it's funny. So in my spare time, I've been doing some like door.
You just can't do anything.
Pretty easy.
In my spare time, I've been doing the DoorDash thing, like to just make some extra bucks for the holidays and stuff. And so being in my car following GPS for like 8 or 9 hours, you realize like how kind of inaccurate your GPS is. Like it always tells me I've arrived at my destination like but I'm two doors away still. Or it says, turn now,
three doors down.
And you're like about a half a block away from where you're supposed to turn.
Three doors down.
So in that scene in the movie...
You picked up on that. Thank you, Warren.
In that scene, I'm just ignoring it.
Three doors down reference.
If I go crazy, will you still call me Superman?
It wasn't...
No, but AC will.
I think he's on his way here.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, he messaged me.
Oh, Jesus, he said that.
We didn't hear all about Superman.
Absolutely.
Don't bring up Superman.
When I used to GPS your house when I was coming up, it would put me in the intersection down the street, not the fucking house.
My favorite is one time I ordered
from... Gabe lives around here somewhere.
Yeah. Exactly. I think I was texting Mel, like, where the fuck are you?
One time I ordered food and you could see the guy traveling on the map, you know? And he got to that intersection and just went... around and around and around like three times. And then my phone rings. He's like, I can't figure out where your house is, man. I was like, you got to cross the street. Like,
keeps putting him at that coffee shack.
Now imagine that in a 26-foot truck.
Yeah.
Going to a new construction site.
It sounds like a blast.
It's like, ding, you're here. I'm like, no, there's nothing.
We have this beautiful new store with beautiful parking and signage. And where are you at? It's not that fucking hard, man. We're 45 seconds away from the old store. Because GPS
on the same road
takes you in here and in this little entrance over here. So everybody's like, we're in front of Auto Image 360. Come to the front. There's a whole nother...
Literally on the other side of the building.
Yeah. Just drive around!
Okay. But in people's defense, I drove by it twice.
Did you?
After you got here. Because yeah. I was going... To the old store. Fucking store.
Gabe GPS'd us to the old store.
So when I plugged in the GPS, the address... Somewhere the address just wasn't updated. So when I clicked on the address, it had said this one. But when it actually loaded up in the thing, it just put us at the other store. And I was like, God, son of a bitch.
Nobody's here.
How many times we come up here still
using
fucking GPS?
Well, no, it was
a lot.
So that it takes us to the other place. GPS. And it literally took us
Gabe's
around
phone
the block.
Sucks.
It's like two turns.
I'm just saying, in that movie, when they're like, turn here now, I'm like, that's not how that shit works.
Didn't, when iOS came out with their new thing, wasn't it putting people in the ocean and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Like, because they wanted to rival Google Maps?
Yeah. Like, the fucking map, like, you could do the 3D view, and, like, it would say a road was, like, and, like, ribbed for her pleasure. Like, the fucking GPS nav on the fucking iOS map was terrible back in the day. It's a little better now. I stress little.
But nobody uses it. You
no,
use Waze or Google.
Yeah, like. Everyone downloads Waze or Google, yeah, for sure. Especially since Waze can tell you where the popo is.
Well, what else? So you just want
to
talk about
there stuff? Was an article I was reading where this guy and his wife were trying to do the bird box challenge, and they were both going down the street blindfolded in their fucking, like, Geo Metro or something shitty. I can't tell what
people
car
still own those?
I can't tell what car it was because it was so horribly destroyed from the accident they had. It was just a small white car, and, like, the guy in the pickup was like, this shit needs to stop. Like, because I guess they just blew right through a stop sign or something without even realizing it and got broadsided.
Like, how could anybody think that that's an intelligent idea?
For the same reason children were eating Tide Pods not less than a year ago.
Those are at least our children.
At least they taste good.
The children?
They keep
your children delicious.
They keep your mouth clean. Yeah, stupid people doing stupid
like full blown adults. Like, let's tape up our fucking car windows and drive around. I'm like, just fucking lead them to the death.
There's no shortage of retards in America right now.
And no,
we got one in office right now too. So,
oh wow, we've been talking a lot of shit about Trump today.
Maybe Trump
today,
will do the Butterback Challenge.
Yeah, we have.
It seems like a normal amount.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. It's not like, excessive?
No.
Oh, all right.
The guy's just a total jackass.
Well, we're not, like, wishing death upon him, but we're pretty indifferent.
Not
to
public.
Well, I don't want anybody to go kill him because I said so.
Juan Moreau definitely wants the
president. Oh, jeez.
Jeez.
He didn't say it correctly. I'm all right.
Monroe?
That's not how you say it.
Dr.
So.
Monroe?
Juan Monroe.
Anything else for the newcomers? Any other random news you guys
you
want to talk about?
Lately, Randy? Or
no, I just buy shit.
You buy shit?
I hear you buy a lot of stream sale stuff.
No, that's the first time I bought a handful of things in a while. Usually it's...
I tune into the stream sale.
You finally put some shit up worth buying. Oh, that's for Randy.
Oh, all right.
So, Randy. Have we talked about this artist that's in some hot water lately?
Oh, we haven't. No, we haven't.
Can you fill us in on that? Well, do you know anything about
this? Matina Machesco, something like that?
Yeah. So I saw Don parse the article this morning. I was like, what the fuck's this all about?
Matina's been around for
ever.
Fucking ever.
Yeah.
But lately, there was this dude on Instagram that called him out because he was taking covers that he's been doing and comparing them to other things that have been around for a very long time. For example, he's been doing the variants on Batman since, I don't know, like 6 months ago, 8 months ago, something like that. And one of the shots that the guy took was the classic Alex Ross, like standing Batman with his arms crossed and the cape kind of waving over him. And the cape from the Alex Ross piece looks exactly like the cape on the Matina piece. And there's another one where his Venomized Phoenix Resurrection number one looks a lot like, I don't know who did the original. If it was Greg Land or somebody, Greg Horn. Yeah. Just keep stacking them up.
Oh, no, he's moving them. Just a little too dark.
It's a little too dark?
There's yeah, a for the camera.
There's a complaint anyway. We've never gotten before.
But anyway, he's like bad. Everybody's flaming this guy because he looks like he's copying things.
Which sucks.
It does.
Is he copying his own things, you were saying?
No,
it's not his own stuff.
I mean, there are certain poses that have been...
basically tracing them.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
I mean,
and then adding his touches to things.
I mean, there are poses that have been getting do-overs for...
Oh, forever. I mean, it's going to happen.
Like Spider-Man.
It's also not... Like it's not a cover swipe.
Yeah.
It's not a cover swipe. It's a cover, like, copy.
Yeah, it's not even a homage. It's just
right.
Because, I mean, everybody's done the Spider-Man 300 pose by now, even indie companies, but it's like, from what, some of the side-by-sides I was seeing with this guy.
Credit to the person that did.
Yeah. Because a lot of the side-by-sides I saw that artist and, like, the previous work was like, wow, that's a little too close, but.
I'll try to find the article.
Somebody came in.
Oh, there's Megan and Jeremiah.
Hey!
Nazis. Hey. Megan and
Jeremiah. Wow. Oh. Wowzers.
Ooh, that was a callback from an hour ago.
Hail.
Hello.
Hello. We're on YouTube, by the way.
Say hello to the people of YouTube.
To the hopefully person of YouTube.
To the well, we did have two watchers, but now I don't think anybody's
then I
watching,
said Nazis,
which is okay.
That's usually when everybody starts tuning in.
I hate that I have to go to Bleeding Cool for this fucking article.
Everything on Bleeding Cool is filled with ads.
They are the worst. No, they're just the worst. Like
that too, mostly.
It is.
You're not that cool, Bleeding Cool.
It's just rumor mongering for the most part, yeah. And it's awful.
You can skip in if you want to.
The article I found was on Fanbase Press's website.
So this is...
I like their website. Is that what you were saying?
I like their website.
They have a lot of good news on there.
But I think they're reporting on it as well, because that's the article I read was on their stuff.
I don't know. It just goes kind of side by side for original, I think it was a Vampirella cover, versus his Venomized Mary Jane that was... a Comic-Con exclusive, and the pose and everything is almost identical. You know, he just did a little venomizing. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the dude's still painting it. You know, it's still his work, but...
Right.
I don't know that he's doing that. I mean, you know, if I'm drawing something and I'm looking at you as a reference, I'm drawing you because I like it. I do it a lot at home.
You got a beautiful body.
We're both in the nude. And so...
It's just for his fan fiction. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
How many viewers we got on YouTube now?
You were there. Don't fucking lie. You were right there.
Right.
Is that the only one he's done so far?
No.
No, there's a bunch of them.
I can't find shit on that site because their site is horrible, but there's...
Because that one, honestly, that pose just looks like it could be a pose.
It could be a pose.
But... I don't know if he's done
I can't
a
remember
lot.
The dude's...
Let me see if I can find the guy's Instagram account that puts them side by side.
If it's happened more than one time, then that's... It's hard to...
And a lot of it was poses, but the one thing I saw was the Batman one, Punisher. Like, he literally...
Oh, yeah.
The pistol, like, it's exact.
What was the dude's name?
Over, and then I think the gun, the rifle itself looked a little bit too... But the pistol was an exact copy.
And that's for...
I did see that one, too,
that's
actually.
That's for the one shot that's coming out that's not even out yet, I think. For the Batman,
whoopsie,
the night that's in the Batman right? Relapse.
Just before your book comes out.
What's his name? The Night.
They'll spin it. Callbacks.
It's not like Marvel has a shortage of artists, but like, hey, we need this cover redone next week. Cool, got it.
That's weird. Like,
or they just sell it as these were callbacks.
But like, when you think about it, I mean, I get that he's making money and all that stuff, but when you think about it, at every convention, there are a shitload of people doing the exact same thing. They're just
this guy right here. Yeah. Have to if you want to move stuff.
No, I mean like the people that literally are taking like a scan of a picture and then just like adding some Photoshop bullshit to it and then selling it as a print for like $40.
You know,
that's even less creative. Like,
I've
at least
always
this guy's doing
been strongly
else.
Opinionated about it that those people don't belong in Artist Alley.
They don't.
They belong at a vendor booth paying a higher rate.
Absolutely.
Fuck that. Why do vendors have to pay a higher price? Fuck that. That's fucking stupid.
I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying that's where they belong.
I'm just saying
he
wants those assholes with you assholes. That's what I'm saying. He's tired of those assholes.
Wow.
He wants to be the only asshole over there.
Fight.
I could get into it, but I like John too much to start an argument over this.
Fuck that shit.
Oh, God.
Somebody came in the rear.
It's probably Dom.
I hear that about him.
He loves coming in the rear.
Wow.
Oh, hey, Dom.
It is.
Careful. Whew, you're looking good, Dom.
It's loaded.
Fuck.
My hair on fleek, Dom.
Damn.
Kato doing a boy right.
Do we want to talk about anything specific? Or are we all just Googling pictures?
I'm trying to find a dude.
A little bit of dead air for you to edit out. Sorry, bud.
Dead air everywhere.
What's crazy is that like now Fan Expo and MegaCon have removed him from their guest list, which is interesting.
That's the article I saw where Fan Expo was removing. I was like, damn. I guess dude really rubbed people the wrong way on that shit.
We're going to remove him and bring in an actor from the 70s instead.
Right? Yes.
John Cusack.
I've seen it. Here you come.
I don't want to say nothing. That line would be huge. Ernest.
I can't find the guy's name anyway.
Well, I found the page that shows the side by sides, but I can't click on it. Like, what a gift card.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Give us all your information.
Keep winning gift cards.
You know, right?
I used to be able to find who I followed on Instagram, but I don't know that
I keep winning gift cards.
Somebody else is coming in now, too.
That's probably true.
It's the employees, bro.
All sorts of
it's
people.
Time to clock in.
It's 11:02. You're late.
He's coming out.
Said it's 11:02. You're late.
You got to do the horrible bosses. Might have been a minute late. Well, then we got to fire our security guy.
What are you doing? Do we want to talk about The Matrix then?
I know. Tim doesn't have anything else.
No, that was it. That was all right. That was my bullshit. I had those two pieces.
I can't find the thing.
Sweet deal. So let's talk about 1999's The Matrix.
God, 1999.
I know, right?
Makes me feel so old.
Directed by the Wachowski sisters. Now
they are formerly.
I'm right there with you.
The Wachowski brothers.
Are they both women now?
Hmm?
Fucking Matrix. Fuck these people.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it said. Starring Keanu Reeves, Lawrence Fishburne, Carrie Ann Moss, Hugo Weaving, a bunch of other people. Like all other people are in it. Like
how could you hire these people?
Like if you were famous during the 90s, you were probably
in these
you
movies.
You used to be brothers. Now you're sisters. This movie's supposed to be about
all
a space dog. What's
Matrix.
It gonna be about?
All they have to say is The Matrix.
Yeah.
You remember that? Remember
that
shit? So that's what we did.
I'm not gonna bring up the stunt work guy because I already told that little story.
But how
story.
Do you know it's gonna stay going that way?
I like Speed Racer.
All right. So here's the trivia. For the cell phone conversation scene between Neo and Morpheus in the Metacortex office, Keanu Reeves actually climbed up the window without a stuntman. It was 34 stories up.
Ooh.
No, thank you. In the first 45 minutes of the film, Neo has 80 lines. 44 of those lines are questions. Like, yeah, they're all like, whoa, cool. Lawrence Fishburne stated once that when he read the script, he didn't understand why other people found it confusing. However, he had a doubt if the movie would ever be made because it's so smart. Oh, which makes me think he didn't get it. And then Will Smith was approached to play Neo, but turned it down in order to be in Wild Wild West.
Good job there.
Yeah. So he later admitted at the time he was not mature enough as an actor.
Really, asshole?
And that if he would have been given the role, he would have messed it up.
Hello.
Get closer to that.
It is. It's right there, bro. It's on the wide.
I'm going to go back and watch that later and beat off so hard.
This fucking warm, hot mouth breathing all over it.
Oh, there's Jason.
Hey, he came in incognito.
Eggs in that mouth right there.
You got to put up a little thing that says Dick Eye View.
Oh, man, whose pick was this?
Ours, I think.
It was a show.
The only trivia I know about this movie is that the fight scene in the dojo. Wow. There we go.
There it is. Do you have a zoom in?
The microphone's over here.
So I guess
I do. That's just what it does.
Just print the goddamn
picture. Oh, shit.
So I guess the fight scene between Neo and Morpheus in the dojo, Keanu Reeves' neck was, or shoulders were like broken for that scene, and they filmed it anyway, and he muscled through it.
Huh.
I think that was in the Blu-ray extras. I just pulled it out and watched it like last night.
Carrie Ann Moss, I know.
Tom's dick. I pulled it out and watched it.
Just need to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a tip, just for a second.
Why does it seem like it's always buffering?
My internet sucks.
What the fuck?
Just spinning in us.
My internet sucks, and I have to see Doctor 4K.
I love that my joke confused you, yet made you laugh.
That's all I had for it. Great movie.
So what? Everybody else has seen the Matrix, right?
I don't want to watch porn at all in 4K. Well, there's too many Ks for that porn.
He only likes 3Ks.
Yes.
3Ks.
1080p cool. is all you need for pornography.
Yeah. I know. Don't use those mics.
Yeah.
John's the actual sick one.
Yeah. I'm sitting over here because I know I can handle whatever Doyle's going to spit out at me now.
That was funny. That was really funny.
Somebody bring me a trash bag. I have one plague. One plague only.
I got that beef plague the last time I recorded with Dale. Fucking almost killed me, man.
You did take the beef, didn't you?
I live with it
just
every day.
Off like right in his mouth.
It was gross.
It was nasty. Doyle turned around.
He forgot so Tim he was right next to him.
Tim, like right there, he's like. It's like he aimed it into his mouth.
Like when I replayed that episode, that part came up on the drive home, and hashtag my Alicia just like she starts laughing. She goes, "That's what did it, wasn't it?" And I was like, "Yes, that's what did it."
This is when the illness began.
That's the real Bird Box right there.
I was patient zero. I was patient zero.
I'm seeing my worst life choices right in front of me. Time to make a suicide.
Wow.
The
Matrix.
The Matrix. Just keep coming back to Bird Box.
You're just going to sleep.
Okay, so this movie has the distinction of being the movie that I've heard the most sermons about in my life.
Sure.
So like in 1999, every pastor was like, how can I make the most popular thing in the world a youth pastor sermon? And it was always about the Matrix and how we're stuck in the Matrix till we find Jesus.
Mm.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, this is stupid. Thanks for ruining it.
Pretty sure the Matrix kind of tried to say that too, though.
It did. Well, at the end, by the third one.
Since Neo is
but
Jesus.
Just like the sermons, you get to the third one, you're like, yeah, that was pretty stupid. They should have. So
I like the second one. I actually like the second one better than I like the first one. But that's because the second one came out. But it was because the second one came out after I was older. The first one had already come out before I really knew like or cared about movies. So
how old were you in 1999?
I was 11, I think. 87, 12. I was 12.
Was part three the one with the super confusing monologue where they're inside the TV screen?
No, that was part two.
That's two.
That's
part
two.
Part two was good up until.
That was a weird. There was a weird interlude in there. All the action is really what sold me. Yeah,
the car chase is amazing in part two.
All the action is amazing. Like it's always
across the board in all three of the movies.
I always love the scene in the second one where the ghost fades and then he just lands in the seat of the car.
Oh yeah,
That's
the twin.
Awesome.
The one scene actually before they enter the club, I thought was pretty heinous. That fight where the guys go on the ceiling for no reason. I'm like, that doesn't make you more awesome.
Yeah, it does. If I could go on the ceiling right now, I'd be more awesome.
And it would be pretty fucking awesome.
Because, you know,
you would have John some kind
like,
of advantage.
Whoop, like, oh, fuck, that's
in
awesome.
In that fight scene, it put their heads.
Yeah, I'd probably stop fighting and then
directly.
You'd kick me in the face.
It made no sense if you go back and watch that movie. It's just like
every other chapter of part one. Like all the Matrix, but like the scene on Nebuchadnezzar. I like the Matrix. It's like Matrix.
So the first movie is like a super, super solid movie. And I don't think I've thought about how much I enjoyed it for such a long time. Like, as you heard on the last episode, I watched this last week, but 2 weeks ago, whatever.
He forgot what the fuck we were watching.
So, like, this movie's super, super strong on its own. And I think I never really revisited it. Because I was so like disappointed by like the last movie that I've just never really gone back and watched it too many times since it first came out. When it first came out in the theater, I probably watched it like a half a dozen times or something like that.
I remember like my brother bringing it home on VHS and like we as the family sat down and watched it. And when it was over, my dad was like, "What the fuck was that about?"
My dad had a very similar reaction to this movie that he had to The Crow, where he came out kind of confused and then like a little off-put that it was like so dark and foreboding, like because they all wear black and all that bullshit. So I don't
not the part that we're all just human batteries.
Yeah, not
that. We're
black. My dad has weird.
This one. That's a little more disconcerting to me that we're just batteries for robots.
Well, my dad's Catholic. He knew we were all batteries, so.
We're batteries for Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know how much that would super concern me. I would just be like, why am I giving myself all this back pain and shit? Come on, Matrix.
Like, make me better.
Yeah.
Maybe our back pain is our batteries running out.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, Noah's about to die.
Kill over.
Well, if you saw the second movie, you know they tried to make a perfect Matrix, but everybody rejected it.
That's actually in the first movie.
Oh, is it? Whatever.
No, it's in the second movie. It's in the movie when he's talking with the TVs.
When he's trying to break Morpheus, he gives him the spiel. It's in the first fucking.
But he goes into detail the where he's talking about it in the TV
where they
room.
Tried to make the perfect Matrix and nobody
and they failed so many times.
The second one came out when they did the parody of that scene on the MTV. I don't know if it was a Video Music Awards.
Oh, I remember that. It was so fucking
when
funny.
Will Ferrell was the guy who was the.
Yes!
Oh my god, that was amazing.
I remember watching that.
So ridiculous.
So do you guys. So
Architect, that's what his name
yeah.
is.
Do you guys remember the Animatrix, the movie that came between really? 1 and 2?
Too. Yeah. We're amazing.
The Animatrix is
not
like
Animaniacs.
A not Animaniacs.
The Animaniacs are awesome show. Though, yeah.
Hannah has recently been watching those, which gives me an excuse to binge watch the Animaniacs. Pinky and the Brain, seriously. And Freakazoid. She's been watching a shitload of
Don't
Freakazoid.
Don't forget the pigeons, the Godfather pigeons.
Or the dog, the stupid dog that's always trying to save the little baby and then gets in trouble. That always just infuriates me. Like, he's helping the baby. Be nice to your fucking dog. Just saying.
I don't remember it either.
Do you have any more, like, childhood aggression?
It's a cartoon.
I know. I got issues today.
One that, so, I don't know if the Wachowski brothers, Burley Brothers was the comic book publisher for all the Animatrix comics. And they also did Shaolin Cowboy.
Oh, that's right.
The Frankenstein. What was the Frankenstein book that was fucking amazing?
Doc Frankenstein?
Yes. Yes.
I don't think I know that book.
Oh, it's awesome.
I'll have to look it up.
We have the end. But all of that.
I know you know things.
And they didn't do it anymore. So. But Shaolin Cowboy moved to Dark Horse. And
we talked about that. Yeah. So, like, I loved the Animatrix because it had, like, that those little short stories. Like, the one that always stood out to me is the guy that's, like, the sprinter. And he, as he's sprinting, he, like, self-actualizes. And so he comes out of the Matrix, but his body falls apart on the track. I thought that was... It was just super fascinating. Like, it was such a cool way to explore it without having to be so, like, overwrought and, like, just... Yeah. Too much over the top like the other two movies were. So
because in the Animatrix they do like an origin story for the robot continent.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was like, that's fucking sick. Like, glad this isn't a movie because this is all you needed to know.
I kind of want to go back and rewatch that a lot more than I would ever want to rewatch the sequels.
It's a good look.
Yeah.
I have it on DVD.
Yeah.
It's a cardboard cutout one. I could do that.
You think eventually we would be the assholes,
I like
though?
Because I like the little snap sounds when you put it back together. It's just
it's like,
is that always how it's going to be, though?
What do you mean?
We're always going to be the asshole, and that leads to the damnation of the human race via robots?
Well, yeah.
Like, why don't we create slave robots and are cool to them?
Well, we... Because people are horrible.
They figured out that we're still assholes.
Because I can't think of a single movie, anime, or television show where that works out, bud.
I can't think of one where it starts out that way.
Well, no, like, so, like, just look at real life. So we're getting close to having robots that can, like, maybe not necessarily pass as human beings, but look enough like human beings that they can do simple jobs. And the first thing we do is make a sex robot. Like, it's literally the first thing we do.
I'm telling you, first robot that comes out that makes its own choices, I'm being nice as shit to it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'll be his pet.
You do have the,
all that bacon, cheese, and eggs.
Yeah.
You do have
bacon,
all those
cheese and eggs.
You do have those really awesome like AIs though.
With his mouth open on it.
Where that they made an AI that was meant to conversate with the stock market.
Yeah.
And then they had to shut it down because it developed its own language. Or like, we don't understand what it's saying to itself anymore.
Right. You're like, oh
shit.
It's
saying murder, death, kill.
Yeah. It's saying, fuck these humans. They just want to fuck us in the ass all the time.
Wow. It's not wrong, but it's not the whole
thing. I think Megan smiled at that comment.
Yeah.
First time for
it. What's up, AC?
What, sex robots?
AC.
Well, I like the plots that they make them read all the, like, read, I forget what it's called there. They make the plot, make them... Make
read
them
Reddit?
The script, yeah.
Oh.
Just go back and forth, and just, the scripts are completely fucked up.
Have you seen the Hallmark Christmas one?
No.
Oh, it's amazing. It's like... single mom with five kids, you know, works in bakery, is celebrating Yule Jesus holiday. like some rich man literally lands a helicopter on her house and like pays her rent after being mean to her. Like, it's super, super funny.
Intervention.
We're intervening somebody?
Shut up. He can hear you because the walls are slow.
He just left.
He literally told us about how the store doesn't keep secrets.
Earlier,
and then he goes and sits back there and eavesdrops on Dom. Right.
You remember. Yep, this is an intervention. Come sit down. We're going to have a chat.
We're here to talk about your mom.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm just kidding. Don't
I don't so enjoy how you shave your head, face, or body.
A guy in the back with a bicycle.
Well, first of all, 15 minutes late. First of all, 15 minutes late.
That's life.
And this is on air.
That's life.
That's life.
That's life, he said.
He does have to drive down from Broomfield, so.
Yeah.
So he just
and the roads don't open on time? No.
Just waiting for. It was real slippery up there.
Is he waiting on his Uber or something?
Road wasn't open. Couldn't get to work on time.
Man.
Fantastic.
Jason, and who else watched the Matrix?
I watched it about... Yeah, it's good. I watched it about six months ago with my son for the first time. So that was cool. Because I was not young when it came out. I was like in my late 20s already when it came out for the first time. So being able to go back and watch it with your 12-year-old kid is pretty, you know, it's a good experience to do that kind of stuff.
I think I watched it with my son like probably about like 2 years ago or something like that. And he was just blown away because movies don't, even when they do special effects that make fight scenes look like that, like in the Marvel movies and stuff like that, they don't look like that because so much of that was like practical camera work and stuff. That, yeah, that it was just, it blew my son's mind. He's all, that part where they pause and it like goes around him, it's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. I'm like, it's cool, I guess. Yeah.
So going to that, do you remember when like everyone started doing that? Like the NFL started doing it for like plays?
They call it
the Matrix Cam or something like that.
It's creating technology.
I think Jamie from Mythbusters, he did something with that.
Creating the technology for it was just somebody being creative enough to say, if I take a freaking 100 cameras and strap them together like this, and they all take pictures in sequence, I'm going to make this cool thing. Like, it wasn't even inventing technology. It was just inventing a technique. Like,
innovating.
Why don't we see software. That why do you think that's gone?
I think it's because it's passé. And
it's basically just a panoramic photo. There's just a lot of software involved.
I'm sure that you can do it live easier now than you could back in 1999.
Oh, now you can do it probably with iPhoto or some shit, I bet.
I feel like there's still
probably.
I feel like I saw it in a movie recently. I feel like there's a scene like it in Aquaman at some point where he's like doing a thing and then they fucking stab the guy with a trident or something.
But a lot of that, what's interesting is they're doing the same effect.
Very few people were actually stabbed with a trident in the movie.
Maybe not Aquaman doing it, but fucking Orm's doing it or something when he stabs the lobster.
There's a lot of slashes.
So that's kind of what I was talking about, though, is like, so a scene like that in a movie now is done with digital effects almost all the time. They'll have like a digital model and they just render the image around it like in the computer, as opposed to actually having like that big physical rig to make the scene with a real person.
That's what we need for the stream sale, Dom. We need to do bullet time cameras back there.
Sure.
You idiot. You can't even hold your pee.
I drink a liter of coffee.
How's a liter?
A liter of cola?
A liter of cola.
What's a liter of coffee?
Don't put a large part.
Big fucking coffee.
But I think that's it. Like, I think for a certain generation, the shot's passé because it was done on so much shit that we're just like, whatever. And then for my kids' generation, whenever they do it, it's rendered digitally, so it just doesn't look that great. And I think that's why they don't do it very much anymore.
I think Christian Bale's equilibrium kills all the time.
Christian Bale kills all sorts of shit, man.
But at least in that movie it made sense. When they used it for Operation Swordfish... they were just wanting to use that for anything.
Yeah.
And it didn't need
use bullet time for the Holly Berry boom shot there.
You
motorboat son of a bitch.
How do we
get this?
Right.
People throwing money at you at the streets.
What's interesting to me about is you know they probably started doing it at whatever studio had the rig, because he spent all this money making it, and the movie studio had to be like, we have got to use this on other shit.
Well, it was a big structure.
Yeah. It's like a rig. Like, it's a huge thing. I don't know. It was cool. I remember, too, like, seeing all sorts of, like, because DVDs were way more watch all the bonus features than they are now, and so I remember watching all the behind the scenes and being like, wow, that's a really interesting thing that they've done. And then they just did it a million more times in absolutely every movie, and it just stopped being interesting. What else? What do you guys think of the movie overall?
Has he seen it?
Hey, AC, come over here.
It always brings up.
Let's bring the intelligence level of the show up a little bit.
Yeah, you're giving too much credit.
A little bit.
No, dude. Talking about the Matrix.
That's all I got, man. Next time we need a BYOC, bring your own chair.
Bring your own chair. Here, I can sit on my knee here.
He's on like the child IKEA stool.
That's all I got, man.
That's a minor part of the park. Never get him in the store any other time.
He just went swimming, I think. I thought you were dead this whole time.
Holy shit, there's a ghost in that picture.
Shit, send that to me and I'll Photoshop like orbs into it.
Got like a shimmer around it.
Yeah.
He's got like the rainbow glow coming from behind him.
And the trident, the wave crash. Just do full Aquaman. You're going for it. All right, so Matrix. I watched it not that long ago because a friend of mine, I couldn't believe that somebody...
He's getting ready.
He's going to bullet time and jack
it's 30
off.
Degrees Let's out there. It's like 80 in here.
Intelligence level rising.
Now, to use the one brain cell, I'm overclocking it, so, you know, heats up too much.
That's why he's so smart. His brain is literally one giant cell.
One tired cell.
A hive not mind. Coffee.
The long hair is just cooling.
That's why
it's great. It's hard.
Yeah. Premature.
Brain too strong.
Must go gray.
He's going to go clear next. I don't know. Next cyan level. But... No, dude, I couldn't believe that somebody in their 30s had not seen Matrix. And so a friend of mine, I showed it to her, and she was like, all right, so...
That pronoun says everything about why she hasn't seen it, her.
Her, right? If you're a guy, you've seen Matrix. You've seen Equilibrium.
Megan,
you've
seen it. Bro,
hit him, Megan, hit him.
Hold on. Was it of your own accord, or was it because Jeremiah said, we're going to watch
this? No, I saw it before I even met him.
All right. This
was never seen it.
This is what I genuinely
He hadn't
mean.
Seen it. She made him
the
watch
level,
it.
The level...
I'm awful when it comes to movies.
The level of girl-to-guy nerd ratio for AC and I's generation is much lower.
Yeah, things have changed, and for the better. It's nice to
Absolutely.
Be able to have conversations with more people about the stuff that I liked. You know, now it's so many people
and they're
read
attractive now.
It's just 20 years later.
John. I mean, what?
John's still pretty attractive.
He's pretty.
He's held up. What's going on right now?
Well, so we were watching this, and she was like, all right, I see that there's some subtext here. I see that there's a lot of hidden meaning and stuff. And some of it she was able to put together because she's just intelligent naturally and is able to piece things. But she did not go through what, like, people who, when Lost was new, went through, when The Matrix was new, went through, which was that fandom coming together to find all the Easter eggs and discussing them, which, at the time, the internet was still pretty new. There was still, like, emerging technology. It was still an interesting novelty to be talking on the internet with people about The Matrix and talking about the rabbit tattoo on the girl, going down the rabbit hole, the Alice in Wonderland references, the number 3 for Trinity's room, the repeated symbols, the repeated numbers, all that stuff that... Nowadays, we take for granted.
My mind is blown. Guess what you're doing?
Oh my god! It's like there's like 3 movies in that movie, and you were because
there's literally books. Okay, so this is kind of goes back to my statement that I made that this is by far the movie that I've heard the most sermons about. Okay, because like there was like
a
market
of symbolism
of pastors
in this
writing
movie.
Devotionals yeah. and like books on the philosophy of the Matrix. I mean, there is like a whole market of aftermarket like assholes layering whatever belief system they have onto the Matrix, like because you can do it because there's so many like ulterior ideas and symbols and stuff in the film, like it's unbelievable.
Besides the fact that we're not being ran by robots,
right?
It's all coherent.
Yeah, we're not being ran by robots.
That's not a robot.
I mean, if we're lucky, but. Someday. No, but I mean, that's the thing.
Everyone, welcome our
that
robot overlords.
Look into it and see, oh, the rabbit tattoo refers to the Alice in Wonderland when he goes through the looking glass, when he goes into down the rabbit hole, like, all of the things start coming together, and as soon as you start seeing, like, a taste of the symbolism in there, you start finding it everywhere. They packed it. It is super dense with this kind of stuff. And yeah, you're right. There are sermons written about it. There are books written about it. You can really spend a lot of time unpacking it. And that was half the fun. It was like when I was watching Lost, and people were, oh, shit, Hume. This guy's name is Hume. This guy's name is, all the different philosophers that were
right.
in there and what they referred to. And sometimes it was relevant, and sometimes it was just Lindelof trying to be mysterious and not going beyond that.
Or like the first time I went to see the Blair Witch Project in the movie theater, like all of the advertising surrounding it was we found this videotape in the woods. And there was no indication. It was kind of that, you know, know, the cusp of the internet happening. And so you're thinking to yourself, holy shit, they found this video where, like, these kids go out in the woods, never come back and die. And I thought I had watched, like, somebody actually go crazy and die, and I was freaking out.
And then you walked out and asked for a refund.
No, that was my wife. She was like, I couldn't watch it. It made me barfy. I was like, that was amazing. But, like, going on to that, like, super early internet and trying to find out if it was real or not, and because their whole advertising thing was to pretend like it was real, there was a good week solid there where I was like, I just watched some dude die on camera. Like,
and now, because of GPS and Google Earth, you can find, like, secret Russian bases that are supposed to be blacked out because they didn't properly do everything. You can find every square inch of this planet now.
You can also find people having sex on Google Maps.
There's a Google Map image where you can literally see a man who just drug, like, a dead body into a lake.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, all sorts of crazy
things
shit.
I don't want to see on Google Maps. Yeah. Shit, you guys.
Oh, trust me, you don't
want to
see the sex ones either. Yes.
Crazy. It's off now. It's a lot of hair.
Shit, why'd you say anything? He's been posing there for like 30 seconds.
Look at my nipples.
Well, we've lost a lot of mystery now with stuff like that, which at the time, around the time of Matrix, there were people that were creating websites with puzzles where you had to hack into the programming of the site, into the HTML code, into things like that to get different answers, to go to other websites to find other puzzles. I mean, at that point, nobody knew who was actually affiliated with it, if it was part of the marketing, if it was like some, you know, actual Matrix hacker collective in the world and stuff like that. And that mystery just made it so much more interesting. And like you said, you're wondering a week or two later if it's real or not, because there's enough room to make that for that question to exist.
And right.
The world is like tightened up so much since then that for any claim made on the internet, there are 50 people that will go and try to disprove it immediately.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to wait anymore. It's real time. Is this bullshit? Is this not? I can find a Google Earth image of this. You know,
I can find the quote, I can find the reference in seconds.
Yeah, and some OCD person, bless their heart, will have that answer and know every part of it. And it's sort of what we're missing with comics a little bit too now. Back in the day, you'd have the Stan soapbox, and you'd have the editorials at the end, and you'd have the, oh, in the last few issues, or you'd have the little asterisk reference, like, Spider-Man, last time I met you, see Daredevil 223. Now, that continuity just, it's completely different. They don't even try to maintain that.
Or so, they just assume that you're going to buy everything no matter what, and so you don't need to be reminded when or where something else happened.
They're pushing the digital.
Yeah. I love that his teacher was in this. I took a picture of it.
That's what I got, man.
I better pull back now.
So here's what I was kind of wondering.
These are solid.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is IKEA, man.
Our apartment's IKEA. It hasn't fallen apart yet. Wow. That display case shakes when you walk by it, though.
The things don't become smaller because they're from IKEA. They were like that at IKEA. It's just where they came from.
So do you...
He was like...
You only use an Allen key to put it all together.
Those didn't even have one.
Oh, shit.
Just like Legos. You snapped in.
Seriously, they're Swedish Legos.
You're not bending, I promise.
So
heavy enough.
I sat my fat ass down on one of those. They're fine.
Thank you for saying that.
So, if the Matrix came out today, like, and I don't mean like a remake, but like if the Matrix hadn't come out, but it came out in like today's like culture, like with technology and in the state that it's in, as opposed to in the state it was in 1999, do you think this movie would be anywhere near as popular?
No.
So, do you have?
I don't think so either.
Are you making some of the concessions for technology?
What do you mean?
Because like payphones just don't.
The Matrix.
Well, see, that's what I'm.
Payphones don't fucking exist.
Am I in the Matrix?
So that's what. That's kind of. That's kind of what I mean. Like, obviously,
we piqued Seth's interest. Look.
We don't have payphones anymore. Like.
Yeah,
like my kids.
Not only that, my nieces and nephews don't even know
what a payphone is.
Widow's peak.
He said we peaked.
However, though, for technology, where Neo flies up into the air and then flies off like Superman, that technology hasn't gotten any better. Thor in Infinity War looked just like Neo.
That's true.
They haven't made that look good yet.
I think the plot of the Matrix.
Come closer, or you won't be heard.
I think the plot of the Matrix would have been.
Why are you talking when there's not a mic?
The microphone's okay, move over. The mic, Gabe.
I was waiting for him to go right there where there's a big old space.
Lower. Yeah.
I think that the driving force behind The Matrix and the reason why it was so good was because it was just before Y2K, and like the anticipation for Y2K is what also pushed the plot for like the machines to rule the world, and that we are just batteries for machines. I think that if it came out now, we would think it would be absurd that machines rule the world. Like, yeah, robots, but...
What? How old were you... In 2000.
Yeah, I feel like my balls are talking
about. I was four.
Oh, it's so weird. Like, so talking about Y2K, do you have any recollection of what that was like?
No.
My parents still have
keys. No. So my dad is, he's an electrical engineer and he's a computer scientist, and I don't. Yeah, I think he was smarter than to know that a bunch of ones and zeros would then just take over the world. Because we didn't, the most advanced computer we really had was like 4 inches wide or 4 inches deep. And like, whatever, you know what I mean? Like it was fairly
tower.
It was a tower, and then the monitor that was like half the size of your arm, whatever. And so, like, there's no way that something like that could really just control the world. I mean, sure, I don't want to get into conspiracies now, but sure, like the electricity could have just wiped out nationwide. But thoroughly, I don't believe that.
See, what you're missing here is the part where Skynet happens.
Right. Well, see, that was
all computers become the internet.
You know, it's interesting for me to like hear you talk about it. So when 99 rolled over into 2000, we had a friend that worked in maintenance at the apartment building that we lived at, and so when the clock hit midnight, he like blew the breaker to like the whole building, and you could hear everybody in our apartment like going ape shit, and he left it off for like about 30 seconds and turned it back on, and I distinctly remember hearing this lady go, "Oh, thank God." Like oh man, it's just interesting. So like so that movie, like, it sounds like you've seen it and it sounds like you enjoyed it, right? But
yes.
But like with the technology the way it is in that movie, it seems weird. He's supposed to live in kind of like this futuristic world, but it was the futuristic world of 1999.
Mm-hmm.
Like, does it seem silly, or like does it seem kind of dumb, like watching it as a kid?
No,
because that's what you are.
I saw The Matrix really young. I saw it when I was like six. It's one of like a really good memory.
So like last
mine.
Year?
Yeah. So yeah,
oh my God,
come
my
on. I'm not that young.
Come on the show and get insulted.
He cannot be that much older than one of my children.
It really is. You're right. It really is.
So with it, I think I have really fond memories of it. Even though I believe that 2 and 3 are equally as absurd nowadays, and like they're just not as quality movies, I still enjoy them simply because I have a fond memory of the original, and I watch the original Matrix quite a lot.
I just love that Tom's fucking
get your
with
ass
you.
To work.
Well, thanks for telling me. Like, I mean, I've always been curious. There's a lot of things. Like, because what happens to me is I have fond memories of something, and I know you've experienced this too, and you're like, I love this movie. I'm going to watch it with my kids, and they're going to love it too. And next thing you know, you just got finished watching Flight of the Navigator with a 9-year-old that's like, that's the worst fucking movie I've ever seen.
That's 80% of the movies that he makes.
I actually have a story about this.
I don't even know about it. Makes me watch these movies, and I'm just sitting there, and I start playing on my phone, and he gets really mad, so I'm bored out of my mind.
The one that upset me, the
Busty Bitches 5.
Oh, and
my kid has no appreciation for Ferris Bueller.
I think they just don't get it. They don't get how amazing
all,
it is.
I take days off all the time.
I know.
What the fuck?
So my dad had shown me and my sister like 2 or 3 years ago Time Bandits for the first time. And he
get out of here.
He was like, this is
get
the best
the
movie.
Fuck
this
out
is
here.
So good. We liked it all the way up until the very end.
Get off my show.
And we were like, what? I mean, come on. You make
Dude,
this
Time
whole...
Bandits is the best. Go to hell.
I don't. I love it up until the end. The ending just absolutely ruins that movie for me because...
Please don't make us watch that.
Oh, fuck you. I mean, come on. That is our next pick.
Get the fuck off my show.
I mean, come on. You're really going to end that movie by having the kid be an orphan because his parents decided to touch something and blow up, and that's the end of the movie.
Yes, it's amazing.
It's ridiculous. I can't stand it. I hate it.
It's a trope in movies.
Gabe was an orphan.
Parents don't make it a lot of the time.
Basically, yeah. Shut up. You're ruining my childhood.
If you're in a movie and you are privileged or not privileged, or you're an asshole, or you're a good guy, your parents probably fucking died.
Or that's more likely than not your mom.
Yeah, somebody's dead.
Your mom's dead.
Yeah, but at the end of a movie. I understand it like early.
Nobody has two parents in a movie. Like, America's just...
Development, but at America's the end of the movie, just, it's just like, nope. Get out of here. Get out of the theater.
We were watching that new Christmas movie.
Like, everyone dies at 35 in America in movies.
The Chronicles?
With Snake Plissken. Yeah. Snake Plissken Santa. And there's the scenes where they're like, you know, 1997, you know, and they're going through and having all these happy Christmases. And they get to about the third happy Christmas. And my wife looks at me and goes, their dad's about to die. Like, no shit. Like, a movie that starts this happy obviously means someone is going to die and something horrible is going to happen. So what do we say? One, thumbs up.
Shit, thumbs up. I love the movie.
How about you, Tim?
Thumbs up.
See, as I thought God punished me for watching The Matrix, I still get a thumbs up. Because I got hit by a car that first night and I was told it was evil. I was told The Matrix is evil. You should not go see The Matrix. And then me and my friend Mark, who went to church together, walked to The Matrix and we're walking home. Some old woman in a Buick just guns me down, dude.
she's all brown man walking. Yeah.
No, it was dumb as I looked at her, she was at the stop sign. We both look, she's that stop sign, like, all right, it's good to go. I get in front of her Buick, just 0-60, right into me. I thought you had gone by already. I was like, it's the demons, it's my fault. It's not your fault, don't worry about it.
She was blind.
You and I's upbringing had way too much Jesus.
Like, my mom said what happened, it's not your fault.
Starting to make sense now.
Definitely a thumbs up for me. Like, rewatching it, a movie holds up way better than I was anticipating. How about you?
What?
Do you like The Matrix?
Yeah.
So that sounds like a thumbs middle.
I mean, I'll watch it, but I am not nearly as invested as you guys.
Oh, I definitely was not invested this time through.
Well, but that's one reason why I think it wouldn't be successful nowadays. I don't think it's necessarily from a technology standpoint it wouldn't be. There are elements of that, but I don't think people would dissect each and every Easter egg in the way that people did when it came out.
Are you sure?
I don't think there's that.
Are you sure? People do that with trailers.
I was about to say, like, if I did that for a trailer,
like I'm just
maybe it's just me. I don't care that much.
I think the general public passively watches all movies. Like the general public. Yeah. Like there is always somebody like AC with a really analytical mind that is like the one in like 25 that watches a movie and goes, oh, holy shit, there's a ton of really cool stuff in here. And that person, much like AC, is all about spreading that information. Like, he
somebody else with really long gray hair.
Yeah.
See, like, I just want to watch a movie.
See, but
I just want to watch a movie. I don't want to have to sit there and be like.
I think most people like AC watch. I think most people like AC watch it the first time just to watch, and then you watch it the second time and the third time to see other things.
And let's think about exactly what happened right now. So you've just watched the movie, and then AC starts dissecting it. And instantly, you're like, oh, that's really cool. And your exact words were, I want to watch it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're trying to rewrite that.
She's trying to rewrite The Matrix?
Yeah. She went in and was like, 1-0 here, now I don't have to watch it.
I wouldn't seek out.
Chad old.
Nice.
Having like this conversation, yes, it's enticing, but like I wouldn't seek out to read that level of dissection.
Right.
Watch well. No.
How about you? Thumbs up, thumbs middle, thumbs down?
Absolutely thumbs up. It just kind of lost me for the trilogy.
The trilogy.
Part one, absolutely multiple thumbs up.
Part one holds up.
Part one was amazing and life-changing.
The trilogy overall, I think, is not great.
Logical things just went way too up.
You have to pick who gets this. Whoever gets this gets to enjoy it to its fullest. So okay. Choose wisely.
All right.
How about you, AC?
Choose wisely. Thumbs up for the first one. And for the second and third, like, there is enough good stuff in there to make one movie. But if you think about the third movie, Neo was in it for like 10 minutes. He's like, oh, I'm stuck in a train for half the movie, and then I show up and die at the end. And it's like, you could have done that by just...
basically the Bible.
You're not off the mark here. But, yeah, I mean, I loved it, and I think if they'd taken out, like, all the extra characters they added in 2 and 3, like, I don't care about, you know, the two random people who are... Okay, I know they want you to care about Zion. I know they want you to care about the people there, and they want to give them time so that it matters to the viewer whether it's going to die or not. But it's like, if you're not going to make it compelling enough and really put some meat into their stories and just show, oh, here's some people and they could die, that's where the flaw was. They stopped caring about making those characters interesting, feeling that just putting them there will be enough. And it wasn't. With so much else in the movie to draw your attention and get your interest and make you dig in and make you care about it, and then they go into this, it was wasted time. They could have done 2 Matrix movies and the second one could have been just as awesome as the first. If they'd taken out all the filler.
I agree with that. I think I probably said that when those movies were coming out with my friends. Because the third one is so thin. Like, the third one is a really thin movie.
I did see both of those in the theaters, which is crazy. But
there were...
It was like you could have spread the whole third movie over the whole second movie, and I think you would have been just fine.
Yeah, like the third act.
Was it one of the first movies that did, like, a play-in trilogy?
Like, I don't know, because the 2 and 3 came out a long time afterwards.
So they weren't planning on making it a trilogy until the first one was wildly successful, and then they decided to tack the other 2 on.
And they did the whole filming back-to-back.
For the second and third one.
Because they came out 1 year, and then the year after.
Like what we're doing with Cowboy.
Right.
But there was a big gap between the first one and the second one that the Animatrix is wedged nicely into. Yeah.
See, I thought there was potential bad guys in the first or the second and third one. There could have been entire movies about if you didn't want to just be 100% linear to your storyline.
In today's day and age, could this be an amazing television series?
Just the guy who runs the train world.
Wasn't that?
I was like, that guy could have been a spectacular bad guy for a movie.
I've heard that. Yeah,
that would be awesome. Like almost like a Black Mirror style, where it doesn't have like a definitive like across the board plot line, but where each one stands alone, kind of like Twilight Zone.
Oh, that would be so cool.
That would be awesome.
Like had a series, and you didn't even advertise it up front. You just had this series that was like sort of jumping from setting to setting.
Yeah,
and then slowly over time, you started to see that hey, these are
by
all like, actually connected.
By episode like 9 or 10,
worlds.
You realize oh, they're all in the Matrix.
That'd be awesome.
Like that would be
like,
really.
So, are you
cool.
talking about like
yeah,
like kind of how like Animatrix had like the individual storylines that eventually all came together as one cohesive plot.
It's the Star Trek model. It's like you can do whatever the fuck you want. The Enterprise is up there.
Yeah.
Like whatever planet we go to, it can be crazy, but there's a Kirk.
Well, I don't even think there would have to be like a main cast. Like you could do like a episodic
different,
each episode is just
ships.
Totally different.
I think the main cast could be literally half a season away from being like they could be in like 2 episodes, but I do think you have to have some central focusing point. I think the shows kind of get out of hand usually.
I think that the way that it would be done and it could be done really well is that each ship is kind of the main idea of
each episode.
So each episode has a different ship, and instead of having a group of people be the main character, it's kind of like all of Zion and what everybody is doing, what their part is in trying to get Zion back to where it was.
You for sure thought that out more than I did.
I literally just
That's what I'm saying.
You can stay on the show now.
Yeah, I unkick you off.
Thank you,
Jason. Thumbs up, thumbs middle.
So I'm big thumbs up. It's
big
a great
thumbs
movie.
Up. Nice.
I actually have a slight, like. I think it would be really popular if it came out today. Like, it's hard to separate it from the fact that it was such
that
a
it,
for,
came
it was
out.
Such, it was so mind blowing at the time and such a forerunner of stuff that's happened since. Today, it would feel derivative of other stuff that's come out.
But that
really,
stuff wouldn't exist if
right,
it wasn't
exactly.
for the Matrix.
But it's still a real. Like, I think it would be.
I don't even know how derivative it would feel, in my opinion, because it did those things better than I think other movies have done it since then.
I think that's exactly right.
And,
that's
and since then, we've entered the realm of, like, shake the camera for action.
Yeah.
Like, when the fuck did that start happening? When, I'm really over it. Like, we need to go back to the Matrix where, like, you can see what happened in the fight.
That's true.
Blair Witch Project.
It is Blair Witch Project's fault.
Yeah, the handheld, yeah.
Dude, that's every movie now. If there's, like, a fight, even, like, a lot of the Marvel movies, it's like, they just get in there and shake the fucking camera.
Yeah. Winter
Soldier.
I think
you punched a guy.
And it worked in that movie.
How about you? Thumbs up?
I give it a big thumbs up. I'm a big fan of the original, but not so much the trilogy. I think even if the original hadn't have come out until today, it would be incredibly groundbreaking because just the action scenes alone hold up better than any movie I've seen back then.
It's that 4 months of personal training.
I don't know if anybody heard that story.
I know.
I think you skipped over that.
I did. It's all right.
From the I know kung fu to the lobby shootout, it was just such a creative way to do different fight scenes. And I just
kind of
want to
go back
it.
And rewatch it now. Like, we've talked about it so much.
Yeah,
I watched it like 3 weeks
tonight.
Ago, and I'm already like, yeah, I think I'm good for it again. Like, let's do that again.
The shootout was fantastic.
My wife's going to be like, why the fuck are we watching The Matrix again?
The lobby shootout is all one take.
Yeah.
The studio couldn't afford to rebuy all that marble they blow up.
It's, yeah, it's
so
crazy.
When you watch that, you're like, oh, fuck, this had to be perfect.
That's awesome.
Sure enough, most of those, like, popping scenes and him running down the thing while shit's blowing up around him. Like, I'm like, oh, that looks awesome.
All right, so next on our list, our next pop culture classic. Well, so we have it written down with us and then Doyle and then Jason next. So that
I did I ended up with like back to back somehow.
Yeah.
So I think that's it.
So the next pick that we have on the list is Dark City. Kiefer Sutherland. Ooh,
yes. Whose pick was Dark City?
Yours. I don't remember. I think it was yours.
It was AC's.
It was AC's.
Oh, no, that's
was
right.
AC's.
I was like, it definitely show. Wasn't mine.
That's right.
I do like the movie, but it wasn't
it
mine.
It is a cool movie.
And it has a lot of colors.
So can I tell you, real quick, like, this is kind of a teaser for the next one. Dark City is the movie that I have fallen asleep at the beginning of the most. Like, there was a good solid year and a half where I hadn't seen the movie, and my friend kept telling me how great it was. And every time Kiefer Sutherland goes, "First, there were the Watchers," I'm like asleep. Like, for like a year. But
what is it about? Can we have a quick, like, 2 minute synopsis?
Yeah, next episode.
Oh, okay.
All right, so next time when we come back, we'll talk about Dark City, guys. Yes. We're going to go to a break and come back with some old man picks. And there's a bunch of old men here today, so you can...
Wow, I bet.
Yeah, we have... There's enough gray in this room.
AC's actually 20. It's just 20 and it's just always on, you know?
We'll be back.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Adrian, and I've got a confession for you. I have issues. No, seriously, that's actually the name of my podcast, Adrian Has Issues. Each week, I sit down and geek out with some pretty awesome people, including comic book writers, artists, publishers, comedians, and more. But the fun doesn't stop there. You can also hear circus performers, Freemasons, librarians. Hell, I'll even chat with that weird neighbor of yours that sits across the street and stares at you as you enter and leave your house. You know the one I'm talking about. Visit AdrianHasIssues.com. And feel free to check me out on both iTunes and Stitcher. If you like what you hear, leave a review. I'll now return you to your regularly scheduled podcast, already in progress.
Hi, this is Georgia Fox. Thank you for listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box.
For a little bit, yeah.
Until it breaks out again.
Definitely not the first time he's gone to prison. Yeah. Like...
The CIA will just have him out running drugs again another couple years anyway, whatever.
Oh. He's straight up a Batman bad guy.
We're on right now, by the way. We're
throw him in the Arkham, just gets out.
El Chapo should be on Batman.
Joker, Clayface, El Chapo.
So be sure to go to our Facebook page where you can
just a Chapo.
See the stream that we did of Dom eating the Pocky one chip challenge.
Yeah.
It was friggin'.
I straight just refused to do it again. Serving it's pretty terrible.
One chip.
It's just
for a container.
It's just funny to watch like Dom's reaction because you can tell he's in pain and suffering, but it's very like this hurts.
Yeah.
It's like face. Super stoic.
Hell
yeah.
Of a poker face.
He handled it better than I did too.
Well, my old man pick basically revolved around The Matrix, and I think we talked about most of it already. But the film, The Animatrix, the collection that came out, like, I consider that a pretty old man pick. I mean, it came out in, like, 2000. That's, like, almost 20 years ago.
Oh, just the smell of this box. God damn.
But that little series of, like, cartoons that they, you know, strung together into, like, a movie was genuinely my favorite thing about The Matrix when they were starting to come out with sequels and stuff like that. I don't know. It's just, it's a lot of fun. It's cool to watch stuff like that. They did a Batman one, too, I remember, in between Dark Knight and the Joker one. What the shit is that movie called? The other Christopher Nolan Batman, the second one.
There's Batman Begins, The Dark Knight. And
oh,
Batman.
The Dark Knight. That's Dark what I'm trying to think
Batman
of.
Batman Part 2?
Yeah, Batman 2. I just remember there was like a cool animated like kind of sequel in between. And then they did something really similar with Watchmen too, where they did the Tales from the Black Coast, the pirate comic book, yep. And did like an animated version of it that I thought was really cool. I don't know. I like when movies do that, when they try to find inventive ways to add animation. Like in Kill Bill, it's really cool. And just, I don't know. I love Looking stuff like that. Mandy and Mandy. It's super cool. Holy shit, that movie's amazing.
So for the record, this chip was also expired. It expired 4/2018. Like, the more I look at this box, the more I'm like, oh, Dom, you should probably wash your hands and never touch your face again.
Tell him about the date.
It's also expired a year ago.
Hey. Sabotage.
Oh, it also Attempted comes with murder. AIDS.
Yeah, you might have AIDS now.
This is full-blown monkey in the butt AIDS right here.
Hashtag monkey in the butt AIDS challenge.
Oh, so how about you guys? What's something from your past that you love still and maybe enjoyed recently?
Oh, gosh.
From the past.
So, and I'll let me preface this by saying I haven't actually gone back and watched them yet, but I signed up for DC Universe because you can get it through Amazon now. So if you've got an Amazon Fire Stick, now you can subscribe to DC Universe and stream it on your TV the way you do Netflix and all that other stuff.
Shit, so I anyway, need to look into that.
So I was excited to discover that not only do they have like Teen Titans and they've got, you know, some of the Batman movies that are on there, but they also have the original Christopher Reeve Superman shows. I think it's one is Reeves and one is Reeves. I think it's Reeve. Oh no, I'm sorry. George Reeve. George Reeves.
Oh, like the really
the original
old shows.
Yeah, the original TV show Superman that I watched a ton when I was a kid. So when I was, and obviously it aired before then, but you
right
know,
in syndication,
watching those
or
shows from the 50s and 60s. But yeah, I was in syndication. So when I was, you know, 5, 6, 7. Those were on constantly. It was, you know, afternoon viewing for me like every day. So I'm psyched to go back and rewatch those, which I'm sure won't hold up well at all, and they'll be funny, but really looking forward to go back and watching those.
Does it sound like a dump truck letting out bricks?
I don't know. It's cool looking, though. That's awesome. Like, what other... So I haven't really looked too much at the DC Universe stuff because at first, like, you would only be able to, like, watch it on your computer, and I don't give a shit about doing that. But knowing that it's on the Fire Stick, that makes it kind of cool.
Yeah.
I know there's access to some comics. Like, have you explored that at all yet? Or
a little, not a ton. I mean, it looks like less than if you've got, like, I'm familiar with Marvel Unlimited. I don't know what DC has. It doesn't look like it's that comprehensive. But browsing on your TV, it's a little hard to tell exactly how much is in there. But there seem to be a fair number of issues that were in there, and they're promoting different things. Like right now, they're doing a big Green Lantern promotion for whatever reason. So there's comics on there, and they've got, you know, they've got that show, they've got the Wonder Woman show. from the 70s that's on there. They've got five of the Batman movies, not the more recent ones, but the older ones.
The better ones.
Starting with Tim Burton, but then going up through the later Bruckheimer train wrecks. Yeah.
The Schwarzenegger one.
So they've got some good stuff on there. And I really liked Titans. I thought it was surprisingly good, fantastic.
It's so funny because, like, watching that first trailer and then, like, part of the first episode at one point, I was just like, wow, this looks terrible.
I was really skeptical.
And then everybody that's watched is like, that ended up being really good. Like, it starts out kind of janky and ends up being amazing. So
yeah, it was really good. I think it's the same quality as, like, the Marvel Netflix shows.
Nice.
And kind of taking it the same way. I mean, they go in a very kind of gritty, dark direction with it that you don't expect. That it works really well.
Is this the new Young Justice?
Titans.
The live action show.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Fuck Batman.
Yeah, the Fuck Batman show.
Gotcha. That was pretty big news last year.
It was really big news, yeah. But it was like,
what the fuck? I got my dick out. You disrespect me.
It was one of the things that initially made me kind of, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it just seemed so corny.
It initially made me, I don't know, a lot.
Yeah.
Honestly. I'll have to watch it now, but that line did not do anything for me as far as the success
it's
of that
still,
show.
I mean, it stands out like a sore thumb, especially because it was in that first trailer. And so
you
get to that part in the first episode, which is where that happens, and you're like, ah, ha, ha, yeah, you know, you've already seen it. It ends up making a lot more sense the way they build the story of Dick Grayson with this.
Yeah.
And so you kind of see... See, and I don't want to spoil it for people, but he's kind of like on this cusp where he's still Robin, but he's trying to disassociate from Batman and Robin. And so he doesn't, again, I'm trying to not give too much stuff away, but so you can see that he's going to evolve into Nightwing.
Right.
And so this is kind of that transitional phase of where he's, you know, he's leaving Robin behind. He's not Nightwing yet and really trying to figure out like what he is.
That's cool. That's kind of interesting.
He's getting hair in places he didn't know about before. His voice is changing.
He's set a little bit older, and so he's like, and again, this all happens in the first episode, so I don't think I'm spoiling too much, but so he's like, he's a cop in the first episode. Like, that's where he starts out, is he's a police officer, and he and Raven come together, and then you just slowly start to see these characters kind of come together and ultimately, you know.
Do they salvage that Raven look at any point?
I thought Raven was great.
Or sorry, not Raven, Starfire.
Starfire.
I thought Starfire was great. You know, honestly, like...
The look was so terrible.
But it is, but, like, it makes total sense. Like, I watch it. I mean, maybe you guys won't like it, but for me, I was like, this is awesome, the way they did this.
I'm going to say you have yet to steer me wrong. So, like...
Doyle has steered us wrong many
times. I trust your opinion on things a lot more than...
Well, sometimes it's like one of those things where it's like, you know, and they did...
You loved
some
over the
things
top
they
you
stayed
know
really close. You know, like the Robin costume is really pretty close to like what you'd expect for Robin, right? But in other ways, they kind of just went and said, hey, we can't make that work. So we're going to do something totally different for the character. But for me, at least, and I got to say, coming from the standpoint of not being like a huge Teen Titans fan, like I'm... familiar with the source material, but it's not something that I've like dived into much beyond like the animated series, and like honestly I probably watch more Teen Titans Go than anything else.
Yeah.
But yeah, which it's because it's hilarious,
and that movie was phenomenal, by the way, the animated one.
Yeah. But for me this worked. I thought it was really good, and we're off old man stuff obviously, but that's
whatever,
but I think it's fantastic, and I encourage people to watch
this show devolves into sidekicks. What? How about you, AC? What's something old that
we're
you really
all together,
enjoy
together? It just kind of happens.
You gotta get closer though.
Stop stroking the gray hair.
Well, you know.
It's got to cool off the brain, man.
For whatever reason, I was looking at Netflix and looking at Hulu and trying to find something that I used to enjoy. And I've actually found two things that they don't hold up at all, but they're still kind of fun. Nightman, the TV show, which was, I mean, it was garbage.
It is
almost like now that I'm... I mean, when I was younger, I was just glad for anything superhero-related, anything animated, anything that had anything to do with my hobbies. I would give it a shot, except for Speed Racer, which was the most boring thing I've ever seen. Even for a person who would watch Scooby-Doo, hate-watch Scooby-Doo, I could not make myself watch Speed Racer.
But he's a demon on wheels, AC.
Right, except he would just... Yeah. All right, I'm not... No, that's a whole thing in itself. I'm going to leave that alone
right
now.
This car jumps.
Yeah, well, if they ever actually did anything with the car, instead of having him yell at the monkey or whatever, like, for 20 minutes, face yelling.
I love that monkey. We're baiting AC into ranting about speed racers instead of talking about what he actually wants to talk about.
I'm trying to steer this into his favorite thing that he hates.
The monkey was my favorite, AC.
All right, speed racer aside, Nightman was terrible, but there are some funny moments in it, and the actor, whoever the main guy was, really tried hard.
Are they like, associated?
He was, no, it was just stuff around my youth.
Okay, I was like,
loved or hated.
I was like, I'm pretty sure those two things don't have anything to do with each other.
Only that they came within like a 10-year time period where if you were a nerd in the 80s and early 90s, there was not a whole lot of good stuff for you. Like... Until John Wesley Shipp on The Flash, which actually looked like, you know, the Batman movies, most TV stuff that had to do with superheroes was bad, and Nightman was a prime example. But I still watched it because he had a cape and he fought crime, and that was better than nothing. The other one was, does anyone remember the name of that Tomb Raider knockoff show that had Tia Carrera from Wayne's World in it? She's sort of like Indiana Jones, where she's a professor at this school, and then she goes off on adventures.
The
like
librarian?
No.
That's what the dude from ER.
Is it?
Yeah. Noah Wiley.
So it's basically the same thing. She goes down hunting artifacts. Oh, Relic Hunter, I think, is what it's called. It was a fake Tomb Raider. And I was like, oh, this is actually... it's enjoyable in the Hercules and Xena kind of way.
I loved Hercules but and Xena.
Those are way better.
I liked Hercules more than I did Xena, though.
I watched a lot of those.
Like Gabrielle.
Well, yeah, of course. Just talking about this show.
It is Relic Hunter.
Relic Hunter? Okay. Yeah, so...
faster than me.
It's amusing, and it is good enough to be, like, terrible but amusing, as sure, opposed to terrible but boring, like Speed Racer.
Yeah.
So... if you ever have like a night when you're just bored and no one else to entertain, you can watch an episode or two of that and be like, oh, this is awful, but I find myself laughing nonetheless. So I give him credit for that.
Do you remember the Beastmaster TV show?
Yes.
Did you like it?
No.
Because I loved the first movie so much. Yeah, and then I started watching the TV show. I was like, oh man, it's going to be so cool. I was like, nope, this is bad. This real bad.
Many steps down. Kind of like the Blade TV show based on...
Oh, like, god damn it. That show was terrible.
There's no excuse with today's technology and the pool of actors and talent we have writing stuff. We should have a show based on such an interesting property that sucks that bad.
Yeah.
So
I think they were just, like, looking for somebody that looked like Wesley Snipes.
What's up with redoing movies into TV shows right now?
He did do it in a second.
Where they start...
just talked about doing that with The Matrix, just so you know.
I know, but...
That'd be okay.
That's what's up with it. Somebody has, like, a cool concept for a movie that would be well served to be 10 hours long.
But it's not something like Shooter. They redid Shooter into a TV show, and I was like, this is about a guy who gets faked into shooting the not president, and then it ends. And they're going to make it like 12 hours now.
Well, I mean,
16 hours.
America.
And you're not even going to put Marky Mark back in it?
I'm not going to.
I'm not going to complain because Amazon's trying to do it to Lord of the Rings, and I'm so fucking ready for that.
And Conan.
And Conan, yeah.
Shit ton of money on
See, I feel like those are expandable like universes, money, though. Like
million an episode.
Shooter? Not really.
Yeah, Taken is another one. They've done that as a TV show now.
Oh, that's. But isn't it about his past? Isn't it about? I think it's about how he.
I don't think it's canceled.
How he develops his particular.
I never watched
skills.
It. I saw the ads for it.
I would have fucking broke my daughter's leg in 100 places though already. Like, it's for your own good. They just keep fucking kidnapping you. I must wobble you in life.
The last time, not the daughter.
And her.
No. Oh yeah, they did and her.
Yeah, dude,
it was both of them. Yeah. I forgot it was
that
both
kid
of them.
Is just kidnap fodder.
I'm just saying. Maybe hire a security detail.
It's like 24.
Detail. Worst fire.
Half the season of 24, the daughter's kidnapped too. I'm like, get that bitch a bodyguard. So this guy can nap sometimes. He's working 24 hours a day all the time. You're going to pass out, Kiefer.
3 days in a row.
You're going to pass out. I think you died. Did he die?
Well, we might as well go around.
He became the president.
Juan, what's something from your childhood that you been enjoying recently?
He's not dead.
Old man.
Okay,
the
fine.
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, that's true. That's good. No, he's been doing the books.
I've been listening. Me and my kids listen to it in the car. Because my boy is just starting to read, but he's not going to be able to comprehend that much of a book. And so we've been listening.
Give Tim the mic so that Tim can tell us about something that he's been enjoying from
the past. You mentioned Kiefer. This is a deep cut for me, at least. But
done an NPR voice.
Yeah. So I recently rewatched the old Disney Three Musketeers. With Kiefer and Charlie Sheen and
Platt.
Him and fucking God damn it, Dr. Frankenfurter, Tim Curry as the bishop, and I was like, fuck, this is so bad, it's amazing.
That movie is probably one of my guilty pleasures. Like, it's totally watchable. It's totally fun.
Like,
as you're watching it, you're thinking to yourself, this is a bad movie.
Yes. Like, who's the guy that plays Robin and all the bad...
Connell.
Chris O'Donnell. Yeah, he's fucking D'Artagnan. And the fucking, the antagonist for him is just because of D'Artagnan, like shouting him, and shouting at him in every scene. I was like, this is so amazing. I hate this. But I can't turn it off.
That's awesome.
Guilty pleasures. Old, but still good to me.
I think the title song for that was like Sting, Rod Stewart.
Yeah, it's like
Ryan
all the...
Ryan Adams, maybe? I'm struggling on the third, but...
Oh man, I kind of miss movie theme songs. Like every Will Smith movie, he'd put out a new rap about it.
Men in Black, like, Wild Wild West.
Anything that was kind of like an action drama, they would lean on like Brian Adams level of like, we want to hire Springsteen, but he's really expensive. So,
you know what's fantastic? So I don't know if you guys have seen Into the Spider-Verse.
Yes.
Not yet.
So
good.
See Into the Spider-Verse, get the album for Into the Spider-Verse or listen to it on Apple Music or whatever, because it's like that. All the songs were written originally for the film, and they all tie in some way or theme.
Like to the film?
To the film.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's fantastic. I've been listening to it on repeat like over and over again for weeks.
How about you? What's something from here? You need to put the mic towards you.
Just passed. I did just watch Demolition Man, which I thought was...
I like that movie. Hilarious.
Taco Bell.
Yeah. Be well.
Mr. Cocktail.
Maybe that should have been one.
Oh man, I hated that movie when it came out. Like, I literally haven't seen it since it was out in the theater because I disliked it so much.
Those ne'er-do-wells. I love that movie. Everything about it, like all the language, and it's amazing.
It's a fucking Taco Bell commercial, man. Which is fine.
Now all restaurants are Taco Bell. Really?
All the radio music is commercials.
So I can jump in really quick on the Taco Bell thing. My wife worked in Japan as a teacher for a year. While she was there, they had a different version of that movie, and it was Pizza Hut.
So that's so weird.
Hut. Which now Taco Bell is Pizza Hut.
I was going to say, aren't they the same thing?
Like, I think they have the same. I think they're all owned by Pepsi. Like, I think KFC, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell.
It's all Yum Brands.
It's Yum Brands. That's
Which is owned by
fucking Demolition Man calls the future.
True,
30 years from now, we're all not cussing, eating Taco Bell every day.
Remakes of Demolition Man, where it's a different universe, just different brand names of restaurants and shit.
The 3C, I don't even know how the C-cells work. I could have Googled it by now. I bet you there is a method, though, online.
It does exist.
Yeah.
It's basically like you use two of them, like chopsticks, and you're like... And then the third one is to scrape.
So you're actually scraping out your anus.
Yeah. So I guess people have really callous buttholes in the future.
Well, it's from all that fucking Taco Bell, man. Look, let's not pretend. You're cleaning liquid. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, the director finally explained the three seashells.
I think that's my hell. My hell is a world where I can only eat Taco Bell.
Why is that bad?
Face is really greely.
Just greely shits all the time.
All right, you're here now. You're up.
I didn't hear what the question was.
So, like, it's the old man pick, but we're all sitting here, so something from your childhood that you have revisited recently. Did I say that just now?
No, oh. But I think he was making fun of you.
Probably.
What is my name now?
It took Jeremy.
Me forever to remember his goddamn name.
Jeremy. For a
while. Oh, that episode.
Calling him everything Jay.
He just likes to call you Jay names. Jason, Jeremy, whatever. It's Joshua. Great. It's the best.
Yeah. You might. It's okay. I almost called him Zachary earlier, so.
Zachary?
I was just really fucking tired. I was really fucking tired at the time.
Josiah? You're in a safe place, Jerome.
Nebuchadnezzar.
That was my answer.
Wrong names? Great.
Pink Bullfrog.
Yes. Riveting.
Ribbiting. I get it.
Ribbiting.
The bullfrog joke.
I wish that were on fucking poopers. Instead of just me talking like a dumb fuck.
I had someone actually say, oh, like the song. Like she was saying it for the first time. Like I've never heard Jeremiah was a bullfrog in my life.
Right.
Like, no, literally every single day of my life, I hear that reference.
Well, you're, I mean, because you keep bringing it up.
Yeah.
Well, I have a friend who literally calls him Bullfrog. Like, that's his name.
How have you not punched that guy?
I live with the Doyle rules. Yeah. You gotta, way more people see that movie than other times. Old people do that shit to me. Oh, Doyle. 80-year-old lady, what the fuck?
Megan?
Old man pick.
So, well, I don't know if this is an old man, considering I'm 27, but...
You got it?
So they recently re-released all of the Harry Potter books, but they did fully illustrated versions of them. So there are these big, huge, they're gorgeous. And so revisiting Harry Potter.
Nice.
I just did that.
Yeah.
It's just the best.
It is the best.
So
it's
has to show me all the movies, because I started watching them. I'm 10 years older than her, so I was watching little kids play Magic, and I couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
So I want to sit down and watch them. I've never seen them.
They're amazing.
I've seen the older or the newer ones, I guess, most recently.
It's really interesting because when I was growing up, they were coming out, but I was already like 17 or 18, something like that. So like the first book released when I was, you know, just about to graduate from high school. And it wasn't like it was a kid's book. I was already reading like regular people books, and so I just had no interest. I had a girlfriend that was reading them, and
these were like the date movie every year. I remember like the big date movie every year.
They were only the first like four had come out, so I like blasted through the first four. I was like, "Oh, you mean I gotta wait like 5 years for every book to come out? I'll just read them when they're all out." And then when the last one came out, I reread all of them, and just. I was kind of like you. I was like, well, it's good, but it's not, like, so great because I didn't grow up with it. It wasn't, like, my childhood. Like, there's so many people that they started reading it when they really started reading young adult kind of books, you know, in fourth or fifth grade. And those characters were on the same age pace that they were. And so they get to the end of the book and it's... like their weird alternate family, and I never had that connection to them.
Michael, we're talking about Harry Potter.
I love them. But if you guys haven't seen like the fully illustrated versions that they've come out with 1 through 3 so far. They're gorgeous books.
Are they coming out pretty quick or?
They're about a year apart.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
So it's not too terrible, but they're good.
Nice. It'll be a page of story, then like a full mural on a page.
Oh, wow.
They're
so they're huge, too.
Oh, yeah. The books are probably about like this big.
What, that fifth, so, the fifth
like,
book?
Yeah, that's probably like 1,000 pages.
They look like D&D books.
Oh, really?
That's how a D&D source book
that does look like a D&D book.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but...
Yeah, it is really appropriate now that I think about it. Oh, that's really cool. Yeah, they look like D&D source books.
I mean, of all the things to get D&D rule sets, has Harry Potter gotten a D&D rule set?
I'm sure.
No.
I'm sure it's out there.
It's got to be out there, but
it's not popular.
There's not like a big...
I bet there's a Rift, at least, equivalent to out there for them.
I mean, the same way they did D20, they're doing 5th edition the same way, where they're allowing other people to make source material. And I feel like it's got to be out there, but I've never seen like an
official
one.
It either.
I feel like that'd be pretty rad to be like having all those spells from the books like at your disposal.
Oh, they technically already exist in D&D source books. got like 50 plus years of people making up fucking spells in a book somewhere.
And all the wacky shit.
Definitely exists. I don't know if it's in stores or anything. So do we? You can find rules for it. Sure.
Do we allow him to have an old man pick?
Yeah. No. Oh no. Megan said no.
He's like he 9 to 11 years old.
Michael said J.K. Rowling.
Now it's the threshold. I'm the youngest allowed.
Michael said J.K. Rowling thinks D&D is too nerdy.
Wasn't he just here?
No, this is a different Michael.
I thought you meant Michael Kirk. I was like, I thought he was here. No. He ghosted us.
Mike died.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, not you, Michael. Another Michael.
I had to make sure.
Maybe you too, Michael, if you keep talking shit about JJ.
Mic real quick and tell us some from your childhood that you've revisited recently. So basically what you watched last week.
Yeah, pretty much. I was about to say, my childhood was about 3 months ago, so... when I grew up, I really read a lot, and I read a lot of Harry Potter, and then there was this other author who I really enjoyed named Rick Riordan. He does a lot of mythos of pagan, ancient pagan civilizations. So, like, his first couple of books were all about Greek mythology, and then his second set that he did was Roman, so it doesn't really count. He dabbled a little bit in Egyptian and recently Norse mythology. And I've always had an interest in such things, like multi-gods, lots of deities coming down to Earth, stuff like that. So Greek, Shinto, Norse, all these things are just very intriguing to me. And I recently saw in Barnes & Noble that I don't know how old the book is, if it's new or not, but he just came out with the Norse ones, as far as I know. Really cool. And so I think I'm going to go back and like basically reread his entire... catalog of books.
It's supposed to be that.
That sounds like a lot of books.
It does sound like a lot of books.
It sounds pretty cool, though.
See you, AC.
Adios, guys. Just gotta go hang out with folks for a little bit.
Have fun. It's not that bad. There's
I know. Rain no longer needs to cool.
The heat sink is cooling off.
He doesn't have that many books. He's got like 5 of the Greek and 5 of the Roman, and I don't know how many of the Norse. I think he only did 1 of the Egyptian because it crashed. It wasn't that popular. But I think it'll be really fun to just reread them.
That's cool. That sounds like something my kid would be into.
It's really good. Like, he wrote it for his, I think it was like his 10-year-old. I mean, they're not books that I'm going to read because, like, oh, you know, I'm reading this book. But it's just like, it's nostalgic and it's fun.
Nice.
But yeah, I think it's
that
a
is
really
the world
good.
We live in, nostalgia.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Rose-tinted glasses.
Sometimes when we go back and watch the things that we have rose-tinted glasses for, we're like, ooh, that was a mistake.
Right. Will you name the series of books again for our Facebook?
One is called The Percy Jackson and the Olympians. I'm not entirely sure what the Roman one is, but so the first one is like The Lost Hero, and then it's like The Son of Neptune. The Egyptian, they all have like titles, but it's like there's an overarching title that I don't
but it's
know.
It's the dude that did the Percy Jackson.
Yeah, books. It's the Percy Jackson books. The movies are terrible.
I didn't
watch the movies.
The author's
don't
name like oh yeah, my son does love.
Yeah,
this.
Rick Riordan, Riordan, if I'm not mistaken.
Nice.
It's really good. I really enjoy him.
They made a Percy Jackson movie too,
and it was
the first
horrible.
One, right?
Yeah, I went to like the midnight premiere. But yeah, they made 2 of them. I went to like the midnight premiere of the first one. I was super excited. I had read all those books. I was looking forward to it. I go into the movie. I get out, and I was like, that was stupid.
So much disappointment.
I was 11 years old. I don't think I've ever been more disappointed in my life than at that moment.
Oh, so you experienced what all of us have been experiencing our whole lives, and I love this book / comic book. Oh, that was awful.
Yeah.
As a movie.
Yep.
Oh my God. Don't
now that's talk another
about
one
it.
That like I the season 1 finale was like a big moment for me because like I had found this show from like episode 1, started watching it like weekly, and I stayed up till like 1 o'clock to watch this season 1 finale. I see the movie, I was livid.
Yeah.
I was absolutely livid.
Don't worry, so is everybody else that likes Avatar.
Yeah. it was really big for me because that's another thing that's a really big part of my childhood. I actually have one of the first times I ever cosplayed was my senior year of high school, and everyone kept calling me Avatar because of my widow's peak. And so I shaved an arrow into my head and went to school as Avatar, and nobody ever said it to me again.
So that was like what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that. I graduate in about 3 years.
Okay, yeah.
I was telling him that he's funnier than the comedian, so we can keep him around. Wow, man, that's about it, huh?
You ready?
Yeah. I think so.
We just skipped over, didn't we?
No.
He went first.
He started. Oh, yeah. He talked about, we got talking about DC Universe.
Never mind then.
You were here for that.
Yeah,
I was.
You were here.
There were so many people here.
You even got a little sleep before this.
True. I did.
Well,
Gabe,
that brings us to the end of our show. Of course, you can find us many different ways. The easiest and most accessible way is to go to our website, www.totlb.com, where you will find all of the information that I'm about to tell you right now.
And that we are about to interrupt.
We're going to add the Save Dominic fund because I'll need a new colon. So can we start something for that? That's going to happen.
Dude, it sounds like you're still feeling it. No, you're
no,
fine.
No, it's just the aftermath of a burn. Larynx.
My throat always does this from time to time.
It's from the. If you want to know more about how good Dom is at sucking dick, you can go to
two little kids.
John's kids. They've been around for the entirety of this show, not just this episode. I mean, like the show.
I doubt they listen on their free time.
You can go to Instagram or Twitter and find us at Outside Long Box, on Facebook at facebook.com/thinkingoutsidethelongbox. You can find our YouTube channel, which has all sorts of interesting stuff going on, including live streams of this episode and things
like that.
Hopefully
they worked, because this is all brand new to me. So
we'll
seems like it's working on Facebook. So.
Well, if it's on live stream, you just upload it anyway.
Yeah.
Exactly. You can find that by going to... You can find that by going to tinyurl.com/TOTLBTube. If you have a project, we want to hear about it. You probably recently heard our interview from Sam Johnson at Geek Girl. He's been on the show like 4 times talking about his comic book. Pretty much every time he comes out with a new issue. We love talking to guys like that are doing something independent and different and interesting. And if you want to be on the show, just get a hold of us by emailing juan@outsidethelongbox@gmail.com, because I don't ever check the email.
No.
Because when I check the email, it confuses Juan and ruins everything. So, and of course, you can leave us any of your comments on our phone line, 970-573-6148. That is the Michael Kirk Memorial Hotline. May he rest in peace.
His spirit was with us today.
His spirit was God's with us today.
That line will be open soon.
May it rest in peace.
God.
Going to wear this?
We hope it stops spasming soon. You can go to amazon.totlb.com, I think, and go to our Amazon page.
Oh, dancing.
If that's not working, of course
dancing
you can. Of course, you can go to our Patreon page, patreon.com/TOTLB, for exclusive content. For as little as $1 a month, it is a ton of fun. We love having people help us out. Like Jason, like Doyle, not like Tim, but all of our Patreon supporters, Chad, who brought us a packy chip, Ryan, Derek, Doyle, who's sitting right here with us, Devin Taylor, Jason, who's sitting here with us, Steve, who I play D&D with, just to spite Juan, Christine, Michael, and of course Megan, who has left.
No, she's behind
the
you.
Regular recording area. She's way over there.
Oh, no.
So, but thank you to all
Marcia
our
and Jerome.
Marcia and Jerome. It's good. It's really good. But thank you so much to our Patreon supporters. Your support means the world to us. It makes us feel good about what we do, and it helps us do things like live stream now. That's something that you have helped us do.
Pick up hookers in Guatemala.
Whoa.
Things that we care about that you care about.
Only Honduras.
I don't care about that.
Anyways.
You were there.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We're going to go all the way around. I'm Gabe.
I'm Seth.
Jason.
Oh, God. We're going too fast.
I'm Dom, the colonless one.
I'm Juan,
the colon-filled one.
I'm Doyle.
And this has been...
And Megan. And Martha and Jerome.
And I'm obviously not important.
Very important. Very important. We just shouted you out and you were way over there.
Aww. Martha. Hi, guys.
And Megan.
And there goes Chad. This has been Chad. This has been another fantastic episode of Thinking Outside of the Long Box. Thanks for all of you guys that joined us here at Hall of Justice Comics and Collectibles in Parker, Colorado. Doyle is a dick.
I liked it. I was there for it.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.